Hey, 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 wake up, wake up, wake up. It's time for About Your House. It's 8 o'clock. It's time to go. And, of course, we got a great show for you today. We've got media broadcast guru Sam Ataro in the studio today, and we have some other guests in the next hours, but I'm not going to tell you about those guests yet. I'm going to tell you about those when we get to those guests. And it is time for About Your House, which is always brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. And, of course, About Your House is also brought to you by PutToolsInSchools.org, connecting students to the tools of the trades and raising awareness of many career pathways. And don't forget to go check out that new website. It is live. It's been live for a few weeks now. Go check it out, PutToolsInSchools.org. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
To another beautiful morning in muggy Queen City. You know, 2 days ago, it was absolutely gorgeous. 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 Humidity, 38%. And then Friday came, and all that went away. It got up, and I had to go to work, and it was muggy again. And I got a damp T-shirt, meaning I sweated a lot. Oh, well, welcome to summer in the Queen City. Muggy time! I hope everybody had a great week. I did. Busy week. Did a few jobs. Got out there and dealt with some old houses and some newer houses. And really, good week. I love, love, love. You hear me talk a lot about being happy with purpose and serving and all this mess I talk about all the time. Wow. Makes you feel just great. It just empowers me to go out and fix stuff and do things and accomplish things with my brain. Anyway, it's a great week for that. All right, let me plow into this show here because I got 1 hour with Mr. Sam Ataro. And here's another guy with a vision similar to mine, kind of on the same pathway. But, you know, he was on the show before, but we really didn't have time to really talk about Sam. It was kind of an intro. It was an intro, but we didn't delve deep into,
I don't know what happened, man. We talked for 3 hours, and it was like.
It was great, but 3 hours goes by quickly when you got passionate people.
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground.
But Sam is into, first of all, good morning. Thank you for
good
coming.
Good morning, my friend. And I think it's beautiful out right now.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Right? 70, yeah. I think it was like 73 degrees. And
it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Now,
yeah.
Now, but all that'll change here in a little bit.
Humidity and oof.
The muggy is definitely here.
Sure.
For the summer.
Well, I do appreciate you calling me. I think, what was it, yesterday?
Yesterday I got
up. Can you be here at 7:45? I do appreciate it, Ray, though. Thank you for having me.
Facebook and social media has become actually a way of life for a great deal of people.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I think it's crazy.
I'm with you on that.
And it's driven a lot of people to a lot of instability in the mental area. It's really sabotaged a lot of people in a lot of situations when it comes to our kids. Okay, I'm not going to delve deep into that. That's all I'm going to say about it. That's all I'm going to say. You know, and if it wasn't for me being on the radio mm-hmm. and being a public figure, as I've been told I am, I would not be on social media. I would be a little more private. Mm-hmm. And I'm not out there enough on social media. In other words, I'm not using it to its full advantage in right. this world we live in.
Sure.
Of social media being the major, a major marketing tool.
Well, if you're doing it yourself, then you have to live it to be effective.
Yeah, exactly.
And or you need to generate. The other option is that you have to generate enough money to have a team that they can do all that work for you. And it's all about money. It's a difficult road to hoe. You know, it really is. And I mean, I recall when I was teaching, actually, Ray, you know, I taught digital media arts for almost 13 years.
Okay. Can we stop there? And I know you were in the middle of something, but I want to go back to that.
Well, I was talking about the I was going to get into the effect that we know that these things
right.
have and social media have on our kids.
Right.
And it was always kind of a double-edged sword for me to be able to be in the position where I could teach young people how to use all these tools. And I was advancing the utilization of these technologies and their understanding of these technologies while at the same time realizing that that very technology was turning their brains to mush. You know, there were many days where I'm sitting here going, what am I? I'm contributing to the downfall of our next generation. And so I think that sort of has brought me to the point of our discussion today, and why I sent you that message about my calling, my
your
pull
vision.
To have a physical space, this physical setup to be able to work with people in this sphere. For years, I've been doing it all online, and it just feels so artificial, you know, that it's that. Face-to-face,
sure.
I believe for this vision of mine that I believe God put in me to take off, we need a space, you know? So that's what led me to this. And again, I say thanks for your response and appreciate
okay.
the time, man.
Okay, you say you need a space. Let's go back.
Yeah, sure.
First of all, how old are you?
I'm trying to 55. I knew we were talking about that earlier. You reach that point where you just see where you'd go with that. You know,
anyway,
not okay, old enough 55. For Medicare. I know that.
Well, good. You shouldn't be. I'm old enough for Medicare, but don't like it.
Why?
Because the reason you want Medicare is if you're sick. So we don't want
to
be sick.
Amen to that.
Stay well.
Amen.
Stay well. Okay.
And I should say stay well.
And
last time I was here,
had,
we were talking about my cancer journey
last
year.
Yes, sir. You've been there. You've been down that road. But
10 months free and clear now, dude.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I wish you nothing but the best in all respects to health and wellness.
Amen.
Health is wealth the older we get.
Amen.
Okay. But let's go back in your life.
Sure.
Okay. You know, where were you raised?
Central Pennsylvania, the mountains, about 60 miles north of State College, if anybody knows where Penn State University
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we went through a little bit of this last time you were here.
Yeah, and then, talked about that a lot, actually. My dysfunctional upbringing and all that fun stuff. Sure.
Right, okay, but you got into this digital stuff.
I did.
But you're a musician first.
I am a musician first.
That's how it all started, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if I would say first. I mean, I've always been a creator. I've always been an artist of some sort or another. I mean,
creating.
Yeah, just my whole life has been that. And pursued music early on and fell into publishing. We'll just give you the thumbnail sketch for what we talked about before. Fell into publishing at the advent of the internet and desktop publishing back in the day, late 80s, early 90s after school. And just always pursued technology-based, publishing-focused.
Recording, video.
Recording, editing, education.
And
I was building websites back at the advent of the internet when we were hand-coding
so
stuff
you were,
in
you
Microsoft
moved into
WordPad.
The techno world.
But yeah, my whole life has been focused on that, and eventually ended up getting into some television production. I had a couple TV shows.
What took you into teaching?
One of my clients was a career. This is how I'm so why I'm so passionate about what you guys are doing. PutToolsInSchools.org. If you haven't checked out what Ray's organization is doing, you really need to. This is why I'm so passionate about it. Because the career and technical pathways are, they're valid, they're needed, they're enjoyable, they give people purpose and fulfillment in their life, and they can make really good livings doing these things. And we talk about the trades. And one of my clients, when I was an independent producer, was a comprehensive career and technical school. And they had 12, I think, at the time, they had 12 career and technical pathways, you know, up there, we called it a VOTEC, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, right? So they had building trades.
They don't know about that. Yeah.
Cosmetology. Sure. They had culinary.
Once upon a time.
Right. And I was hired by them as a contractor to just remake all their marketing materials, did all the videos, all the promotional videos and brochures and all that stuff.
So you've got a background in marketing, too, around all this.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So eventually, over a period of time, I said to the IT director there, he ran a cluster of IT-based programs, computers and graphic design and all that fun stuff. And I'm like, dude, you really need – I mean, you're spending a bunch of money hiring me as a contractor. That's great. Thank you. And it's been effective. However, if you had your own digital media program and we implement a project-based model to deploy your students as your de facto internal – marketing company, right?
Yeah,
they can
teach
them by doing use that.
That is the curriculum.
Correct, exactly. So,
my goodness.
Over a period of time, that developed, and we started producing a television show. It was called Futures. That was me as an independent working with the students in their IT cluster there. To teach them the fundamentals of digital media production while they explore different career pathways. So we ran that on television on the local Fox and ABC affiliate up there. It was on, like, I think it was like at 8:30 every Thursday night. We ran two seasons of this, much like how you're doing here, right? Cooperating with the station. And
sure.
We got the funding for it, and it took off. I mean, we had Workforce Development was sponsoring it. We were getting grants in. We were having businesses sponsoring it. So this model that you're seeing now with my Digital Edge television, career exploration, everything that I'm trying to do with these other outreaches and educational programs, it really goes back to that because I did it before and I know it works. And now I'm in Charlotte. Now I'm not fettered by an educational public education system, and I can come and go as I need to, and I'm much more independent. And I have this vision for a program that I know works because I did it in the past. And eventually, it was successful after a couple of years to the point where they said, well, we want to start that digital media program internally rather than me just being a contractor and working.
I get it. They want to take it over.
They wanted it in-house. Well, the blessing out of that was it turned into a career as a teacher me. So at 40 years old, I went back to school. They put me back to school, and I pursued my certification, which I needed, and jumped through
you
all their hoops.
I needed
credentials to teach. And at the time, PDE allowed teachers to get into career and technical education based on the strength of their portfolio.
I will say this on that note, because that isn't a lot of people in the trades, for example, think they can't teach because they don't have a degree.
Right.
Well, there are contingencies and changes going on to give you, because the number one problem, someone called me this week, I had a conversation with one of my board members, mm-hmm. and he asked me, what's the number one issue that I'm dealing with? Getting industry up to the plate. Okay, this industry meaning the trades.
Sure.
Okay, how do we do that? Well, there you go. You're digital. I wanted to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
And I also wanted to get you involved with Put Tools in Schools, because what you're doing is, in fact, putting that technology in the tools. That your computer, your smartphone, is nothing more than a tool. That's all it is. Just like your work truck, it's a tool.
Well, I'm doing within the digital production workspace what you guys are doing with HVAC and plumbing. It's the same thing. And people don't even think of IT-based careers as the trades, but they are.
The infrastructure that we can't live without.
I know people. I interviewed a couple guys that got out of the military, and one fellow that was a teacher, and he went on, got a basic certification, got another certification, short-term educational commitments, and they got these certifications in cybersecurity, and now they're making over six figures,
right?
As cybersecurity consultants. So,
well, but the number one problem with my point that I missed, I'm sorry, about teaching is we can't find instructors. That's the number
one. Well, it would help if North Carolina would pay better. I mean, they're really not.
That's another part
of
the issue.
That's one of the reasons, Ray, when I moved to Charlotte, why I know CMS needs help, but I can't afford to live on what they pay.
No, and there's another issue with the industry stepping up.
Yeah.
If the industry gets involved in this issue on a deeper level, we can change these things. But it's a we thing.
Sure.
Industry has to get involved, or otherwise you're going to keep whining about stupid. Okay? That's just the raw case of what we're dealing with here. I hear it day in and day out. Okay, Sam's got a vision. We're going to talk more about his vision. Definitely got the smarts. Definitely got the desire and the passion.
Thank you.
Let's figure out what we can do with it. More of Put Tools in Schools. More of About Your House coming your way. We got to take a little break here. We'll be back. We are on Facebook Live, About Your House Radio's page. We're on YouTube Live. Are we on YouTube Live yet? We are on YouTube Live as well.
Awesome.
So we're streaming live there, Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Download the free app. Stream us live there. We are streaming. We are not on radio airwaves anymore. Just streaming.
Aha.
But there you go. We can handle it. We're doing well with it. One more. Put in your browser on that little computer you got there. FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. Stream us live there as well. And with Sam's intellect and background and his knowledge and being a part of, hopefully, Put Tools in Schools, he'll teach us a few more formats we can go down. So, time will tell. Come back. We'll talk about it. Welcome back. Sam Matero's in the studio with me the first hour here. We've got second hours. I've got Morgan Smith coming in from Roby Services. We're going to talk to her. She's a construction coordinator for Roby, but didn't start out that way.
Hmm.
We're going to find out about her story, her vision, and she's doing a summer camp with women this summer. We're going to talk about that.
Awesome.
More Put Tools in School stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The whole objective behind... Well, the vision collectively is to get as many people involved in some way. And when I say as many people, I'm talking about other nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a nonprofit.
I do.
See, now this is put tools in schools, literally developing a relationship, a brotherhood, if you want to call it that, between other nonprofits. Because collaboration is the only way we're going to get to where we're going. The only way. And therefore, if business steps up and gets involved, it'll happen quicker. Now, what does that mean, getting involved? I'm not sure.
Well, I think it.
I don't know all the answers.
That goes to what the desires and the vision are of the respective partners. You know, one type of business or one sector, for that matter, may have a different motivation for getting involved with you. But that's what's beautiful about what it is that you all are doing. And organizations like myself, we can meet them where they are and forge a symbiotic relationship where everybody gets out of it what it is that they desire. And right. Ultimately, whether you're looking to hire and train people or you're looking to get people hired and trained, we're all on the same board. You know, it's all in the same book. We just got to get certain people on the same page.
Right.
And
right.
Then craft a plan and enact the plan.
You know, what you said is labor, labor, labor.
Yeah.
You know, my vision's not about that at all. It's about the core root of what it's really all about, and that's finding your purpose.
Finding your purpose, right.
And then being happy with it. Because once you do that and you're serving, mm-hmm. money follows.
Yeah.
Get as good as you can with that. Be the best version of yourself.
Well, the labor I was referring to is the tool.
Oh, I understand.
That's
I understand.
The right, exactly.
And the industry connection.
Absolutely.
But until we change the image,
mm-hmm.
the tarnished image of our industry and work,
right,
and creativity and working with your hands. See, we've been brainwashed. We truly have as a culture.
Sure.
And here we are. I mean, now how are we going to change it? Mm-hmm. And really what we're talking about is not rocket scientist stuff. All we have to do is raise the awareness. Now.
Yes.
Throwing it back to you.
Yes.
I'm getting off on the wrong track here. I'm just taking in way too much.
You're on the right track.
But you want to – what's your vision? What's your vision? I mean, you want space. What are we going to do with that space?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get you – we're going to get you space. But all I'm saying, we may have it. May mm-hmm. have it. Don't know. But what are you going to do?
I envision – and this – again, I say that these – these visions, this purpose that I believe that I'm being called to enact in my life for the benefit of the community. I've done this before in other chapters.
Yeah.
So
welcome to Charlotte.
Yeah,
Sam.
Thank you. The model is proven.
Let's do this,
and I can show that it works. Right?
Yeah.
It's establishing a community hub that provides space. Several things. It provides space for people to create, right? So the technology is inherent and infused and ubiquitous in that space. It's all hardwired, right?
Right.
It's all hardwired.
Right.
So one night there's an open mic night that is promoting
whatever
artistic creation
sure.
within the community. The next night, perhaps we're doing your podcast, right? The next day, we're broadcasting CharlotteNow.tv. The next day, so it's a broadcast studio, an open hub where there can be a live audience. All the technology
we can produce music,
is hardwired.
We can do anything we want to do.
Wait, 100%. Community supported, right? There's a variety of different streams that can be set up to be able to provide the funds, because I mean, let's face it,
you gotta have money involved. There you go.
Right. So I've got this plan and I've got this vision, and thank God for the chances that he's given, the second chances he's given me in life and the experiences that he's given me. The programming is there. You know, it's just a matter of I recognize this weekend, Ray. This is why I sent you that post and a few friends. That I had started this not for profit, which is focused on teaching young people, not necessarily young people, but
teaching people
that want to learn the digital media arts, teaching them the pathway using a project-based, project-by-project, hands-on real world experience. So
real term, project-based learning.
That's exactly right. So I've got that vision, got the plan, got the not-for-profit all set up. I have proof of concepts for these different programs. And I, for whatever reason, over the past 2 years since I've been to Charlotte, we've made these great strides as to, okay, look, this is what somebody says, okay, that sounds cool. What's it look like? Well, this is what it looks like. This is what it is. This is great. This is great. This is great. This is great. And then it deflates. So
people talk a good story.
They do. And I'm not, you know, I'm at that point where I'm sitting here trying, am I doing something wrong? Is there something dysfunctional in the relationship? Did I come on too strong? You reach that point where you go, I can't sit and psychoanalyze everybody, including myself, to the point of paralysis. Right? If it's not working, it's not working. Just thank them and move along. Right?
Go with the flow.
So, but it dawned on me yesterday. We were out with my lovely wife and I were out. We finally took a little bit of we unplugged for a couple days. And took a little staycation, stayed at home, got away just locally. Went out to Morro Mountain?
Albemarle. I call it the, Albemarle.
Yeah, went out
Albemarle,
to the
Morro Mountain.
Yeah. It was beautiful out there. We stopped
great state park.
And we were talking about my vision and my overall career and how, as a broadcaster and as a video producer and as a teacher, how does this all meld together and how is God going to – how do I get out of the way and allow God to do what it is that he is doing in my life? And we were praying about this, and we got out of the car, and we walked into this coffee shop, and on the front of the coffee shop, it says, "How can we pray for you today?" And it had the Bible verses from Matthew, and I walked in, and I'm standing there, big, beautiful space, big, and I'm going, this is it. This is what I've been missing. I've been so focused on the nuts and bolts, building the technology,
the infrastructure,
the educational programs, building the network, trying to find students. But what I've realized was that I was missing the boat. I was praying for the wrong thing. I've got these seeds in my little pouch that have been developed and are ready to plant.
They're germinating.
But they're germinating, but they don't have a place to take purchase, right?
Yeah.
So, and I realized
it. To find root and develop.
And I realized how I've been off track in my vision, was trying to insert my vision into other people's plans and visions, right?
Right.
So partnerships with different not-for-profits, partnerships with different religious organizations, partnerships with whatever, I'll come in there and run my program, nice symbiotic relationship, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That was always my model, knocking on doors here in Charlotte. It had dawned on me a couple days ago that that's where I was off base. I need a space that this thing can truly take root and grow on its own. And that's going to be a huge commitment for me and my family. God knows, I don't know where the money is going to come from, but I believe this. I'm passionate about it, and I can prove it works. We just need the space to get those seeds in the ground and then the support to water them, and it's going to take off. I know it. And I was so happy to get your phone call, you know, and now here we are putting it out there, as you said, to the universe again.
I'm gonna compare what you're doing to another nonprofit in town.
What I'm trying to do, let's say.
No, I don't use the word try.
No, well, all right.
I'm
feels
sorry.
That way sometimes.
Well, I know.
You know what I mean?
But you're doing it. It's just doing it sometimes.
Yeah, one step forward.
You're going to have a little struggle along the way. You got to. And, hey, this is part of it.
Yes.
I've been doing this my whole adult life in one way or another.
Yeah.
And I quit using the word try because I don't want to try anything. We're going to do it.
Do or do not. There is no try.
There is no trying. There's just effort and consciousness about where we're going.
Correct.
Okay. You know, But we have space, but I'm going to compare it to another nonprofit, and that's Queen City Robotics.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Queen City Robotics is robotics, but got everything techno behind it. You have to program these things.
Of course.
You build them from scratch, you know, and the whole thing behind it is how getting these students involved.
Sure.
And building these robots, and then, you know, that whole thing is wild. I mean, but it's a nonprofit. Now, I bring it up because they've got a summer camp for kids. Mm-hmm. They've got grant money. In other words, if you don't have no money, give them a call. And if your kid's industrious with techno, and there's a lot of kids out there that
Absolutely.
Way, due to these smartphones and other gaming, God, unbelievable.
Sure.
But it's at the other side of, I'm not here to judge, because there are kids now making six figures gaming. I mean, and they're happy. But
I bet.
You know, but at any rate, hey, life's got its voyages, okay? But here we are. You know, you need a space. You need a studio. Queen City Robotics needed another building.
Mm-hmm.
They got it because it's for all the right reasons. It's to teach our students, mm-hmm. our kids. I love you showing up, you know, and we'll see where we go. But this is a component.
See, that's the thing. If we had the space, we could invite Queen City Robotics to come in, sit down.
We've got a warehouse out, and here's my vision.
Do the live broadcast while their students are running their programming aspect of it,
sure.
and showing the world, and our students can run the actual broadcast.
Right.
And in front of a studio audience of 50 or 100 people, right?
Right.
And reaching out way beyond Mecklenburg County. That's the beauty of this, and that's the power of this.
Right.
That's why I'm so emphatic that I know it will work.
Well, we have 4,000 square feet warehouse.
Wow. I didn't know it was that big. That's awesome, man.
Well, it's got a lot of potential as a starting place. Now, see, I'm looking beyond that now.
Absolutely.
But it's a starting place. Mm-hmm. To develop something, and everything we do in the warehouse in an educational could be broadcast, videoed,
sure.
YouTube,
absolutely.
Teaching any way, shape, or form. We can use that whole area
absolutely.
As a studio, mm-hmm. but we've got a podcast studio as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to come over. Let's look at it
right.
and see what we can
absolutely.
Do. And I built this prior to COVID. You know, I do have a little studio over there, and it's built. It's for sound, and it's quiet, and it's got all that in
it. Oh, nice.
It's ready to go, really, except for a few little major factors called computer and all the software and what have you on it. But mm-hmm. that's okay.
I have everything you need as far as technology to set up a TV studio.
If you've got nothing, you got the brains behind what it would take if you didn't have it.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Sure.
So the space is there. Can we make it work? I don't know. Can we?
Well, sure.
You know, I mean, and I don't want to try it. I want to do it.
Well, then there
you
go.
You know, but, and you inspire me because, see, I'm 4'11", seven different directions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too darn scattered out.
Right.
And people need to rein me in. And thank goodness you people have showed up. Because I've been a little crazy. And I will continue to be crazy. That's why I need people around me to keep me in check.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But. Before you leave me today, mm-hmm. here today, we're going to set up an appointment.
Sure.
That you come over to the toolbox, and your tool, you got your toolbox. We could put your toolbox in our toolbox.
Absolutely.
And make it a big toolbox.
That's the plan.
Bigger toolbox.
I mean, that's what I do for a living. I roll that mobile studio into, we did shows at the Mint Museum and
sure.
the Night Theater
sure.
and for big corporate
sure.
events. I just want to have a place and a space where I can set that stuff up and use it for the good of the community and build our respective business entities and outreaches and build partnerships and build community. I can't do that in my personal house.
And I want you to
know?
Do that and empower kids, inspire kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to be all that they can be and
Amen.
And throw that on the menu list, you know?
Yep. That's the plan.
And I love it. And I do. And let me say that Sam is the developer and head cook and bottle washer over the puttoolsinschools.org website.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was completely ready. Well, it's not. I have to apologize. When you're dealing with volunteers and people who are using their own personal time to help, sometimes things just kind of fall through the cracks. I thought the PayPal and payment donation part of it was set up. It is not.
Well, let me take a second and explain if anybody does want to go there and support them. There are places and buttons on the site currently that say donate here, and you will see a form come up. You can set up a recurring payment. You can do a one-time payment, whatever. But we set up the e-commerce system, and what Ray's referring to is that we still need to link that to the not-for-profit organization's PayPal. That hasn't been done yet. So
it will be done Monday or Tuesday.
There you go. If you want, in the meantime, if you do want to support Put Tools in Schools, just send them an email through the contact form, and you'll get back to them once everything's up and
running. Now you people know, want to know, well, what do you need money for? Well, we just told you. We've got a studio. We've got a building. We need to pay rent. We need to pay power. You say, well, how are you doing it now? Out of my back pocket.
Exactly.
You know, now, I'm not in this for the money, but it sure would be nice to be able to afford everything we need.
Amen.
And we're going to make it happen.
Marketing
regardless.
And outreach. I mean, just to put on these shows that you guys do. I mean, I've been wanting for a long time to just have a – because I have all the equipment. I want to have a mobile trade show to be able to take and get into the community.
That's our mobility program. We're already working on that.
Right. But I don't have $1,500 to spend on – having the tent space and the custom printed table scrims and all that stuff.
We want three trailers. We'd put those in school.
Yeah.
Those trailers are going to be equipped
and branded with vinyl. So when you're driving around, everybody, that stuff costs money.
I know. And there you go. We need your help. But more than anything, we need industry. Okay.
You said involvement. That's the key.
Involvement. We need involvement. We need to show up to people. We need people to show up. Why? Okay, we get to go to an elementary school. Not when.
Mm-hmm.
We go. We put tools or projects on a trailer or a truck for that matter. We go to the school.
Right.
We've got to have people, professional people, carpenters, electricians, widgets and wobbles, all the things if you get my drift.
Wobbles are cool.
Yeah. But we've got to have support. You know, and that's why I'm saying, you know, and a lot of people in the industry are burnt out.
Yeah.
They're fried. I get that.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, understand where they're coming from, too, from an economic standpoint. Yeah, we need workers. Yeah, we need to train people. Yeah, we have a need here, but I'm going to take a day off work to go out there and recruit and do this.
Right.
There is that economic impact, too.
I agree.
You know?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We've got to. We don't have a choice.
Amen.
So, therefore, puttoolsinschools.org, it's there. We've got and you know, telling Sam before the show here, August 7th last year is when we started developing the administrative, the administrative entanglement of people, which is a fantastic thing of support. We started August 7th last year, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have the website last year. We had one. I lost it. We got it back. Thank you, Mary Dean. You know, and these people have supported the mission, and they're supporting it more. We need support. Volunteers, we need instructors. We, collectively, and when I say we, I'm not talking about me necessarily, or Put Tools in Schools.
Mm-hmm.
The schools. When we get out in the community, we put tools in schools. And it's happening, going to happen now because we've got the website for everybody to go to and register and see what's what. And that's early on, too. We're learning to edit and develop the website with better content. All this takes time, money, effort, and a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got the possibilities of what you can bring to the table.
Yeah. I see this marriage for anybody that's wondering what does this have to do with what Ray's doing. It's very simple. He's talking about and has been doing it, going out into the community, doing these shows. Why would we not set up a mobile podcast broadcast station at a Put Tools in Schools event?
Career Day.
Ask people to come over, interview them, the demonstrations that the students are doing and getting involved with. We broadcast that as a mobile broadcast that reaches out to the world. and therefore duplicating the – and here's the selling point to your industry being involved, right? Well, I don't have time to get involved with broadcasting and television and blah, blah, blah. Well, all we do is record and document what you're already doing, and then you have a tool because you've duplicated yourself. If you are a recruiter for your electrical contracting company, you have that video then that you can use on your social media, and you can reach out on your own, duplicating your messaging. You don't have to go out there and keep doing it over and 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 over. You press a button, and you can reach thousands of people.
And another thing, he's good with buttons.
Buttons are cool.
Yeah, you know how to push the buttons, man.
And wobbles. I know how to push wobbles, too. I do. That's how I ended up here, Ray.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got it.
There you go.
Sam Otero, Red Sea Media, and what other?
Well, my mother company is Otero Media LLC. It's OteroMedia.com. I've got a variety of different podcasts. You can see my projects there. Just go to OteroMedia.com. You'll see my production company, which is Red Sea Media, and then all the different broadcast and not-for-profit things that Ray's talking about.
Got it.
OteroMedia.com.
All right, I got to take a break.
Awesome.
Last break, first hour. Sam Otero in-house talking, well, what can we do to inspire more kids? Wow, this could just blow up.
Yeah, that's really the plan.
Yeah,
that's what we want to see happen. Right.
704-227-8986. You're listening to Fox Sports Charlotte, About Your House, every Saturday morning. We are streaming live.
Love
four, it. Four platforms currently. YouTube Live, About Your House Radio. Facebook Live, About Your House Radio's page, as well as Fox Sports Charlotte. Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Download the free app. Stream us live on your little smartphone. On your browser, FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. We'll be back with more.
Here.
Welcome back. Sam Otero's in the house talking, well, talking digital marketing, TV, techno. What the heck happened there?
You got your phone on, Ray.
Well, it's turned off on silent. Why did it do that? Because I pushed some buttons. I checked the comments on Facebook Live is what it was. See, with all this technical stuff on board, where's our guest? She here? With all our technical stuff, it's even hard to keep up.
Yeah.
And not push the wrong buttons.
I hear you.
You know, but I got Sam talking literally about what is it we want? What is it we need?
We need a space. I personally, in my vision, I see, like I told you when we went out to Albemarle and found that large, really cool coffee shop space.
Right.
I would like to be able to have a space that's large enough and equipped to be able to have some food service working with local folks.
Part of the reason for the toolbox let me interject, is we want to teach basic cooking skills.
There you go.
And you're going to see when you go over there, we've got a wall.
There you go. There you go.
I got a 48-inch gas grill.
Just like you would see it.
42-inch dual fuel range.
Mm-hmm. Just like you would see it in a nice coffee shop, local display for local retail for artisans to display their stuff. Nice stage set up, and then all hardwired for broadcast. Cameras, all professional audio, the whole thing. Hello, hello, and how are you?
Miss Morgan Smith from Roby Services just walked in. We'll get to her here in a minute or two.
Nice to meet you.
Good morning, my dear. Glad to see you. Good to meet you. You're the one on the homepage. Okay.
You are. See, we should be interviewing her and doing demonstrations and whatnot. Right?
That's the whole concept behind what we're talking about, is going out on these Trades Career Day or any community involvement project or event.
Mm-hmm.
And being there.
But here's what's cool. That's one aspect of it. But having the space, like I did a demonstration at the Sugar Creek Rec Center for some kids up there on my Digital Edge television show, and which is a career exploration TV show. It's where we interview people about their career pathways and educate young people on those career pathways, right? And what we did in the facility, in practice, what we're talking about doing in the space that we're talking about,
was
like a live broadcast in front of the studio audience who watched it and were able to see how it was all produced in live time. And then on the big screens behind me, I brought in qualified guests from around the country that talked about with the kids, is college right for you? If not, how do you determine what a educational pathway that would be right for you would look like? I had people come in and talk about mental wellness and health. I had people come in and talked about finding your spiritual calling in your life, right? So we had a series of six guests that joined us live, right, from my mobile studio in the rec center. So we can bring this all together. We just need to have the space to set everything up and get that hub bubbling, right? I know it's going to work, Ray.
I'm anxious and excited.
I am too.
Tuesday morning.
So I got up at 6 o'clock this morning to come in here and talk about this.
What time you want to meet Tuesday?
I'm good. I think I'm good all day Tuesday, brother.
Let's go 9 o'clock Tuesday morning.
I'll be there.
Okay, we got an appointment.
There we go.
And we'll go from there. You know, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And now I got a question for you.
Fire away, sir.
About your house.
Yes.
About your house.
My house.
Your house.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a brown spot on your ceiling.
Oh, dude. You know what? I got to say, I have to give it, my wife and I bought recently a fixer-upper.
Just moved in.
Ray has been wonderful, and the place, as they say, it's got good bones, right? There's a lot of possibility for the place, but, man, just aesthetically and a lot of the systems
are
old.
Just like any 20-some-odd-year-old
house. It's going to take time, right? And we negotiated into the deal a home warranty system that the seller paid a year up front for, and they came through.
They did.
It cost $85 to cover that the analysis claim. That guy came out, the plumber came out, he determined what the problem could be, but he's not sure until he cracks open the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
So they approved moving forward with everything. So I gotta patch the ceiling, you know, afterwards, because they don't patch
it
back up.
Is there texture on that one?
No,
so
just straight.
Smooth.
I mean, I could even do that myself. Okay. So, but the good news is
drywall class coming.
There we go. We could film that whole thing and explain how to do it. Have some fun.
I've done that.
Build a show around that. Right?
I did that in the studio. As a matter of fact, as I was building it, doing the drywall work, painting this.
Exactly.
I did videos on all that.
Right.
And I said, then this ain't my forte.
Yeah.
Now, although I did it, and they turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of work doing yourself, and I had one of those Mebo cameras.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It worked, but it overheated.
Yeah.
And I had to wait for it to cool down. I said, they didn't tell me this, that it overheated, and, you know, it stops. And then you got to go back and...
That's strange.
I'm a... I'm a no-edit kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't
you? Well, sure.
If you can do anything without editing, that's jam up. That's the way to go.
That's one of the benefits of my broadcast system that I have is that I actually have three PTZ remote control cameras.
Wow.
Right? So I can set up that three camera shoot with programs in for zooms and pans and tilts and, you know, have it all programmed in, ready to go based on the content. And then you're just clicking the scenes. I can produce a show, and I do. This is what I do for a living. We produce a show live with, unless I make a mistake, the project is done.
You don't
have to edit it after the fact, right?
Well, that's
one of the beauties of these technologies.
Too.
Yeah.
And your knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, but, yep. It, just like me doing stuff.
It's a specialized skill
for
sure.
You make that look easy. Well, you know, I've only done it 50 years.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm pretty good by now.
You want to get better at patching roofs or patching ceilings? And
I don't. I gotta fix this. I say this. I can't get much better.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, but I can certainly, you know, direct you in the right way. We'll get Vicki Samuels over there, too, because Vicki's dying to get involved with a drywall class.
Drywall repair. There you go.
You know?
Real world.
And that's something I teach kids. I want to teach kids. We're going to talk to Morgan about what she's going to be teaching this summer.
Awesome.
You know.
Here you got a youth camp coming up. That's
construction
awesome.
Women's camp.
That's great.
Yep. So, yeah, that is great. And that's good stuff. All this is great stuff.
It really is. So back to your question about the house. Things are going well. We're finally settled in.
Scott Plummer over there.
He's on the way.
He's starting the process.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
good luck.
Thank you. We're going to need it. We still have a lot of stuff in our garage that needs to be sorted through and
I got to go back
stored.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Duke come out and fix the transformer?
No. And it has gotten way worse. It's gotten so ridiculously worse.
I told you
it'd
get louder when summer got here, didn't it?
It's gotten worse.
The ACs are cranking like crazy. Oh, by the way, we talked weather earlier. High of 95 today. Okay. That ain't cool.
There's no way this is normal.
What happened? That ain't mine. That's yours.
No, that's me, man.
That's you.
I wanted to share this with you.
95 degrees today.
This is the video of the transformer problem that we're having.
Oh, it's a hum.
They've admitted it's a problem. They've admitted it's old. It's overloaded. Yes, it's loud. They don't have any transformers to replace it, so they're going to look for some solution to try to muffle it.
They don't have any transformers.
Right. Duke Energy, a multi-billion-dollar national company.
Yeah, I must say. No. The largest energy company in the United States of America is Duke Energy.
I know. It's all crap.
And it all started right here on the Catawba
I wanted
River.
To play the video of the sound this thing is making. It's mind-boggling. And I'm sitting here going they're telling me it's normal. There's no
it's
way.
It's not normal.
No, it's not.
No, it's not normal.
Mm-mm.
I know what normal is. I've been around.
Well, my next journey is I got a list of chronological list of the conversations and names of people that I've talked to that have made promises that haven't come through. My next step is to go down to corporate offices and start knocking on doors and showing them the video and saying, if this were your front house, the front of your house, and you couldn't sit on your porch because of this, I mean, it's obscene, man.
Oh, I know. I've heard it. And it will get louder with the strain on it from ACs right now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, I've enjoyed this day with you.
I always enjoy talking with you, Ray. Absolutely.
And I get to see you Tuesday morning around
9:00. I will be
o'clock.
There, sir.
All right. I look forward to it.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
And Morgan Smith's going to be here next hour. Is that 58 or 59? I got to go get another eye exam.
No, it's 8:58, sir.
Oh, see, I can – the 8 and the 9 sometimes cross up a little bit. But it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter at all. I look forward to talking more about this. You got me excited now.
Good.
You filled in one of the drawers of the toolbox. See, the way I look at it, we got drawers with tools in it.
There you go.
Or cabinets. We got to put stuff in there.
Absolutely.
Think of a construction learning lab.
Well, you know what it is, Ray? It's more than that. It's a life learning lab. That's when I say a community hub. That's what I'm talking about.
Bingo. No question.
Absolutely.
But, man, there's so much to be learned and gained from this. And me, technology, I can't grab it all.
You don't need to. That's why you build a team that can do it.
That's right.
You know, I can't do what you do. I mean, I can, but
you got to learn it.
I don't want to.
We got to learn.
Right, exactly. Stay in your lane, son. Somebody told me that a while ago.
All right, Sam's out. Goodbye, big guy. Love
you,
brother. You
too,
my
man. Thank you.
And he's out. I'm going to bring Morgan Smith from Roby Services in the house. We're going to talk to her for a couple hours. Lord knows what we'll talk about. Come back and see. Right here on About Your House, Fox Sports Charlotte.
Hey, 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 I hope you're awake. It's hour two of About Your House. We just had Sam Ataro on from Red Sea Media. He is gone for the day, but now we've got Morgan Smith of Roby Services joining us. We're going to have her for the next 2 hours. We're going to have some fun talking a lot of stuff, home improvement, construction, and much, much more. This show is always brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solutions, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. And About Your House is always brought to you by Put Tools in Schools. Go check out the new website, puttoolsinschools.org. And remember, with that statement, that we are connecting students to the tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. Again, puttoolsinschools.org. Go check out that new website. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
Welcome back to hour number two here at About Your House. I got Morgan Smith in studio. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning. I appreciate you having me here.
Well, hey, look, I appreciate Karina calling, and y'all even thinking about it. That's what this show's for. This show is to give information to the community in the best way we can.
Exactly.
Spread the gospel of working with your hands and your mind and your brain.
That's right.
Because, you know, you're your happiest. I promise you, you're your happiest. And I'm going to throw something in here before we get going on this hour. I know it's all crazy and might sound a little crazy, but I'm going to throw something out around health and wellness. You know, and I'm going to start, I just ask Morgan here. Morgan, we've never had a conversation, have we?
No, never.
Never really met before.
Not
you walking
before today,
in that door, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw your picture on the homepage because I could read Morgan on your little name tag. When's the last time you went barefooted?
This morning?
You went barefooted this morning? No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about
like
outside
the
on the ground,
yeah.
Out in the yard.
Yeah.
This morning?
Every time I go outside, let my dogs out, I'm usually barefooted. I try to be barefooted because it's good for you.
Well, see, you just went right for it, and
yeah.
I appreciate that. You know, I came in this morning and asked my buddy Rishton here, when's the last time you went barefooted? At the beach. I said, when? About a year ago. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You're a smart girl, Morgan. Grounding and earthing is one of the most healthiest, valuable things you could do for your health. I don't care how old you are or what ailment you have, if you're in a wheelchair, I don't care. But if you ground yourself, it's called grounding. Some people call it earthing. And a lot of people say, oh, that's bogus. You're crazy. We were born without shoes. There's a reason. Prior to the who knows when shoes came along, or prior to synthetic soles, we were healthier people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. Look it up. This ain't from me. But prior to synthetic soles, we were a healthier people across the board. But since synthetic soles were developed, we have become insulated from this earth, God's source for everything that he put on this earth. So grounding and earthing is absolutely one of the most healthy things you can do. Overall, if you've got, that's all I'm going to say about it. We're going to do more on it. We're going to have a show about health as wealth, as we always do. I'm not sure when yet. But I highly recommend connecting with nature to the fullest. If you could lay naked in the grass, it would be beneficial for your health. As crazy as that sounds. But it's true. It's been proven. And it's healthy. Someone sent me, and I've known this for many years, many years. I've even grounded and earth grounded many beds for people, believe it or not, grounding mats. I would run the ground wire outside and drive the stake to ground it and all that. Folks, this has been proven to be effective. So I just wanted to share that with you today, you know, and I would highly encourage you to try it. Just don't walk into clover and get stung by a bee. Other than that, we were talking about this the other day in conversation with somebody. And I said, I can't tell you how many times I've been stung by a bee running outside barefooted when I was a kid. Why didn't you put shoes on? Because I wanted to be barefooted. There's a price to pay for being barefooted. You could stump your toe on that root. You didn't know it was there, and you'd run across the yard, whatever. There's a price to pay for playing barefooted, but didn't bother me none.
It makes you stronger. It develops your feet and grounds out your whole body and makes you stronger.
Doesn't walking on gravel
mm-hmm.
stimulate your whole senses?
As a kid, I used to do it all the time. I used to always be barefooted outside, and we'd be running gravel.
People say, yeah, you run on gravel, and you kind of jump, but it's stimulating nerves. Eastern medicine, Asians, they're in touch with the soles of your feet. Like acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you run across gravel barefooted, you will wake up senses in your body that you forgot you had
mm-hmm.
or never knew you had,
yeah.
for that matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't
mm-hmm.
you? But people are afraid to go outside barefooted.
Well, it helps you in actually the shape of the shoe. Your toes aren't supposed to be squished in the shoe. It's supposed to be spread out, the webbing of it.
Right.
And it's supposed to be spread out.
I'm more like you. You're a pretty smart girl. Of course, we're going to get to why she's so smart here in a minute. First of all, where are you from?
I live now in Bessemer City. Where are you from is a hard question for me because...
Well, no, just do your best with it.
So I currently live in Bessemer City, North Carolina. It's on the other side of
Gastonia. County.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Gaston County.
I know Bessemer City. Well. Yeah. West Gastonia.
Yes. Yeah, over
it's
on
like
that side.
It's like Matthews of Charlotte, but Bessemer City's West Gastonia.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, I live there now, but I went to high school over in Denver, North Carolina. I went to North Lincoln High School, but I was born in Florida. And I've also lived in Ohio as a kid, so I've kind of moved around as a kid. It's hard to...
Well, no, that's fine. Yeah. What brought you... I mean, when did you move to this area?
To North Carolina, we moved when I was in eighth grade. My dad's job. Yeah, I moved us around.
Adolescence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we moved here, and then I moved to Bessemer City back in 2020, because at the time, I was working over in that area.
Well, let's talk about your career pathway.
Yeah.
Because I got wind that you were electrical.
I was, yeah.
Okay, all right. But you went to from the eighth grade up,
mm-hmm.
you've been here.
Yes.
In this area.
Yeah.
Mostly Gaston County area?
Lincoln County.
Lincoln County, mm-hmm. Gaston County. Mm-hmm. Suburbia, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte Metro on the outskirts, more rural.
Yeah, it is. It's growing, though. Like Denver.
Everything's growing,
it's a lot.
Morgan. It's crazy. Every town... Every area, everything, mm-hmm. just going crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you went to eighth grade.
Yeah, so I went to North Lincoln High School, graduated from there. Took 2 years off of school because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had no idea, and I didn't want to waste my parents' money or any loans of going to college.
You're getting smarter by the minute, girl. Keep talking.
Yeah, so I took 2 years off, and I just worked. And then I went to Central Piedmont Community College and got a lot of my gen ed classes in. And then I transferred to UNC Charlotte. And
to do what?
Well, I graduated from UNC Charlotte with my bachelor's degree in criminal justice with a minor in psychology. So, and then right after that, that was 2018, I was actually a probation officer.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
31, okay. Mm-hmm. So 2012, you were a probation officer.
2018.
Oh, I'm mm-hmm. sorry, no, 2018.
Yeah. So 2018, well, 2019 to...
And you did this, and I'm sorry to
interrupt
you.
No, you're fine.
But you did this as a result of your education,
yes.
obviously.
Yeah.
So now, I'm just curious, looking back...
Mm-hmm.
What on earth made you go into criminal law, basically?
Well, so technically, I actually started out as exercise science. I was in the degree, like in the program at UNC Charlotte for exercise science, and was taking anatomy and physiology too. Was not doing very well. It's one of the hardest classes I've ever taken. And I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm done with this. I don't want to do it anymore. And so then I was actually minoring in criminal justice at the time. And I was like, I love this so much more. I'm more interested in it.
Path of least resistance.
Yeah, pretty much. And so I then turned that into my major and minored in psychology. And I really did love it. I loved learning about it. I'm still
into
them.
Learning about people and our behavior in psychology is interesting. I don't care where, what, or what. Human behavior 101 is always interested me. And I got my education in it. You know how? Listening.
That's true. You can learn a lot just by listening to people.
Yeah, and caring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you love.
Being empathetic, yeah.
If you love, truly love, and be empathetic and compassionate
mm-hmm.
and understanding, which is the same thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, you'll learn a lot about people.
You will. You just got to listen.
All right, moving on, moving forward.
Yeah.
You get out of college. You got the big piece of paper. You ready?
I got the big piece of paper that costs a lot of money.
You're ready to go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then?
I started as a probation officer in 2019. I worked in Gaston County as a probation officer for roughly 2.5 years until about 2021, middle of 2021.
And what happened?
I liked working for the state. I liked it. And I liked my job. I did. I loved it. I was a gang officer. And I was part of our absconder unit.
Right.
So we would, you know, go after people that were on the run. And it was great. I
so
loved
what
it.
What y'all do is probation officers. Yeah.
I did. However, I'm going to be frank. There's not a lot of money there. And
anything working for the government,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot
not
of
a lot
money.
Of money and not a lot of chances for raises. And to
writing,
be honest.
Writing was on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was also kind of tired of working hard and getting awarded for working hard with more work, while somebody who, you know, didn't really care was getting paid the same as me to just kind of sit on their butt. So I was like, if I'm going to work hard, then I want to go somewhere where my, you know, working hard is going to provide extra income. So
you want to get paid for what you do, basically.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's called return on investment.
Yes.
I hear that a lot in this business trades world, too.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get our money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a buddy of mine, Ryan Coleman, he was the director of operations at the time for Roby Services. And I was talking to him about it. And I was like, hey, I want to get out of here. I got to get out of work for the state. I've always been interested in a trade. Growing up, I have two sisters, so no brothers. So I was kind of dad's son. So he always did construction with me.
Well, you were a probation officer, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, so I was talking to him. He was like, you know what? Come on over to Roby. Come be an electrician for me. Come learn the trade. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. I'll apply. So I applied, came, started in, like, I think, September of 2021 as an apprentice for them and, you know, went from there. After 6 months of being an apprentice, they said, here's a van. Go out on your own. Go sell some jobs and do what you do. So that's what I did for a little bit.
Well, what'd you think of that? I mean, you just turned a whole corner there.
It was a lot. It was a big transition. I mean, it was a lot to transition
from.
Well,
but you got background here now. You you did this, you did this, and you did this, and now you got a pair of side cutters in your hand.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I won't lie. My first week of going out and doing installs, I was pretty exhausted. I was in bed by probably 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock every night because I was using muscles that I, you know, hadn't really used before or since, you know, I played sports. But yeah, using muscles I hadn't really used before, doing things that I never really did before. And I was exhausted, but I loved it. I ate it up. I learned as much as I could. I asked questions. I, you know, did everything I could to make sure I had the knowledge to complete that job.
Right. And then?
So then I became a sales tech. I had my own van. And so I was the one service work going out. And people said, hey, I have an issue. Can you come check it out? So then I was the one that started to do that.
So you did a lot of service work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, majority of, as an electrician, majority of my time was as a service tech.
I'm going to take a side street here. It's time for my, nope, I got to take a break. I got to take a break. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit of electrical. And then I've got a young lady here that was, and I'm going to get her insight to it as well. But for now, I got to take a break. And you're listening to Fox Sports Charlotte, About Your House, right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're streaming live. Streaming seems to be the way to go now. Radio's gone by the byways. And what happened? We got a problem there? No problem? Everything's lovely. Okay, I shouldn't pay attention. This is the problem when you've got people that are really into detail, such as myself, and I'm in the same room with the board op, because you see everything that's going on. You say, what are y'all doing? But it doesn't matter. But we got to take a break, and we'll be back. We're talking to Morgan Smith with Roby Services, and we're going to talk a little bit of electrical when we come back. I got a call yesterday and a picture. I'm going to show Morgan the picture on the break and get her. I'm going to talk about this issue when we get back with more About Your House.
But I'm as blue as a boy. walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue.
All right, welcome back. And before the break, I said I was involved with a little troubleshooting on an electrical situation. One of my past wives called me yesterday with an electrical issue, and we had a conversation. She said, there's no lighting, none of the lights in the guest bath work. There was the receptacles are working. They're on GFIs, you know, but no lights working. I said, there's a break in a circuit somewhere. Did you go to the circuit breaker? You know, first place you look, right? You know, make sure you got
nothing's tripped and all the breakers are on.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I said, if you pull the switches out and the wires are stuck in the back, the stab, what we call stab locks, if they're stabbed, I just say stabbed, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Stabbed in the back. And I showed Morgan during the break, and she saw it too. And she said she saw some other stuff. But these are the things that create issues, and I've talked about it many times on this show. And I've got a bona fide electrical person sitting here with me, and she's seen it. You've seen
plenty of times.
Stabs, they break circuit. They don't. They don't connect well. They cause heating overheating issues. It's just. Then you're probably saying, "Well, why'd they put them back there if I can't use them?" I don't know why some idiot did that.
Easy, quick. They were just trying to get the job done, probably.
Labor saves labor because you're
lazy.
You know. And then I went in a job 2 weeks ago and they were put on backwards and screwed down counterclockwise. That is a big no no. And that's a direct indication of some idiot doing the job.
Not being trained correctly. Yeah. Just thought he could go out and do it. And
it's blatant. You know, and boy, what we see out there. But anyway. The ex sent me a picture of the switches last night, as a matter of fact. And she said, now here was a caveat to this whole thing. She said she hired an electrician. She called an electrician. He came out and left because he couldn't figure it out. He wasn't a good electrician, was he?
If you couldn't figure it out, then...
Because, see, if it's just like water. Where you have a wet spot, you got water somewhere. you know, if you don't have power... It's broken a circuit somewhere. You got to find it. Now, that's not easy sometimes, now, is it?
It's not easy. There's been plenty of times when I've gone out on a diagnostic, and I've been out there for hours trying to find it.
But doesn't it make you feel good?
Once you find it, or you might cuss yourself because it might be something easy, and you missed it completely, and then you're mad.
Right, but didn't you learn something?
Exactly. Yeah, you learned something for next time to look at something different.
To make, you know, okay, let's go. Now, I told my electrical story for this week, you know. But I've got to say one more thing as far as learning and, you know, just working with your hands and your mind. I have been called out. It happened again this week. I've been called out to many situations to where I'm the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh person out there. Because nobody else either wanted to do it, could do it, or something, you know. But I think about things and try. I don't try. It's like I was saying with Sam. I don't try much. I'm going to do. Well, I got a call from a little Korean lady. She needs to have an area vented in her habitat. Okay, I'm going to just call it habitat. It's really not a house. It's a building. Well, it should have been planned in the upfit of this rental property. It should have been planned because there's electrical to be involved. There's ducting to be involved. You got to cut a hole in a wall to get the air out of the building. All these complexities sometimes. Then you got to have access to this space to run ductwork, to run electricity. That's not easy always, now, is it?
That's not easy, no.
Like running the dryer vent we ran yesterday. One of the hardest or most complicated I've been involved with for years. But I like a good challenge, so it was fun. It was a blast, actually. Yeah. How are we going to do it? Well, I don't know. Let's figure it out.
And then you've got four different people coming up with four different ideas on how to do it.
Well, no, there's normally just two and me. Normally they call me because they've already extinguished all the other ideas. Yeah. So I come in as a brain power, I guess. I don't know. And with the experience I have, you know, it's okay. You know, that's what I'm for, okay? But anyway, she calls me. Well, they go by a bath vent fan. Well, a bath vent fan's 110 CFM. You can get them more powerful. But a regular bath vent fan's not going to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, she says, well, can I send it back? Now, then again, well, what can I do because I need to vent this space? Well, for one, I have no access above the drywall ceiling except through a drop ceiling adjacent to it.
Mm.
My point to all this is these solutions don't come quick sometimes. I have to walk away from it, ponder it, mm-hmm. think about it, and then I might even have to go back and look at it again to make sure. But I guarantee you one thing. When I start, I ain't leaving till it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be done, and done well.
Yeah.
You know, but that is what's missing in our culture today. Across the board, working with your hands has become something foreign to most people.
Or when it gets hard, they just give up.
What's your take on that?
I agree. I think.
I mean, because you're in the field now. All right, let's go back before you answer that question thoroughly. I want to walk you through where you're at right now.
Okay.
Because you got into electrical.
Yes.
And then what happened?
So, got into electrical. I enjoyed it. I did. I loved it. But I want to learn as much as possible to be able to expand my resume and to be able to go wherever life takes me, opportunities take me. And so I really enjoy the role of project management and things like that. And I wanted to learn more about the business part of construction and the behind the house scenes and whatnot. So I was service tech, and then opportunity came about to be the construction coordinator, which is more behind the scenes with our commercial services division. And so I took it because it's learning the back end of the world. I saw the front end.
It's management.
I saw the front end.
It's complete people mm-hmm. management.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the most important thing you do every day? Loaded question.
Yeah. Oh, that is a loaded question.
But it's a simple question. And you apparently do it pretty good because it got you to where you're at. But you do it every day. What's the most important thing you do every day?
Show up.
You communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is your job.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, that is the number one thing you do. Am I right or wrong?
This is true, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And your communication skills are outstanding.
I try.
No, you do.
That's right. You said you do.
You
don't
do
try.
It. Mm-hmm. You don't try.
I need to stick by that.
You get it done, okay, or you would not be
mm-hmm.
in the job you're in.
This is true.
You know, with Roby Services, mm-hmm. and you couldn't be with a better company to learn this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's outstanding. You know, okay, so you get one day in, around the coffee machine or something, y'all were talking about, well, we got a new position, construction coordinator. Hey, I'm in, man. What's going on? You know, how'd that happen?
Yeah, kind of pretty much. So, a lot of us at Roby, we're kind of a close-knit family. And so we talk a lot, and you know, a lot of us are close. And so
call communication.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, so.
Very productive.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. I had expressed my interest in wanting to learn more and wanting to get a wide variety of different things on my resume and whatnot. So I had also expressed some concerns and some things. And so the conversation just happened. It came up. And it just came about, and we said, all right, let's try it. And the person that was in the position prior, she was actually leaving. So it just kind of worked out. She had her 2 weeks, and they were like, hey, well, we need someone to fill this position anyway, so here's this opportunity. Would you take it?
So it's a commercial job in primarily commercial setting?
Yes, yes. Well, so, you know, Roby, family of companies, we have a lot of different things going on.
Tell me a few of them.
We have Handyman, Andrew Roby,
mm-hmm.
Roby Realty, Roby Services, Roby Commercial. Services is where I was an electrician, and I still technically work for Roby Services. However, we have a commercial services division, so our commercial
facilities management. I'm going to call it that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I use it. Men of Destiny use that for part of their training.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just got facilities something. Anyway, keep talking.
No, you're fine. So our commercial electrical and plumbing divisions is under Roby Services, but it's commercial work. So, but yeah, I do all the back end stuff for them, as well as our MEP project manager for residential. I help him with any back end stuff that he needs to do. So I do all the billing, lien waivers, things like that, contracts, all that.
I got you. Okay, so, you're learning a lot.
A lot.
You like it?
I love it. Yeah, I like it. And, you know, Alex Wellman, she's my above me, and she's an amazing leader. She teaches me a lot, and she's really patient, and it's a great environment to be in.
Having the attitude you have is a big plus, which is great, and it's good. And I know you're aware. Now, before I go into the women in construction stuff, you're involved with home builders or networking groups. When did that start happening? Because, I mean, you know, you get in the industry and then you get be a part. And when did that come on to the front?
So this time last year, actually, and it was to do with the camp. So Patrick had gotten a call from somebody over there who said, hey, we need a speaker for this camp going on. And Patrick voluntold me to go.
Voluntold you. I like that. Yeah.
To go speak at this camp. And I was like, you know what? I'll do it. I'll take it. And so I did. I signed up and spoke at the camp and immediately fell in love with it.
What camp?
The Girls Construction Camp.
Ooh.
So
okay,
it's
whoopee.
Okay. Well, we'll go get into it. That's all whole reason why we're here.
No, it's not the only reason. No, see, I'm using you.
Oh, okay.
So you need to know my motives.
Okay.
To be quite transparent, as they say.
Yeah.
You're a woman in construction.
I am.
You know, your pathway of how you got here. You went to college like most people, and you were scammed to go to college.
No, it's true.
No, you say it's true. Thank you for agreeing.
It's true. I got a piece of paper that
costs a lot of money. You still paying for it?
Still paying for it.
Still paying for it, and it ain't done you a bit of damn good as far as your career.
Yeah, I don't even use it now.
And don't even care to use it. And that's the reality of what you experience. And that's okay. Okay. Moving on. Got to keep trucking. But one day you had an opportunity, a door opened that you could be and learn electrical.
Yeah.
For Roby Services.
Yeah.
And then you jumped on that bandwagon and liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you think you could ever go back to electrical?
Possibly. I still, at my house, my parents' house, things like, you know, friends.
You took an interest in electrical.
Yeah, no,
it's fun,
took an interest.
Isn't it?
No,
it's
I
fun.
Do. I do enjoy doing it, the installs, things like that. Uh-huh. I do enjoy it. So if the right opportunity ever presented itself, you know, or some sort of side work, I'd do it.
But you got into that, and here you are, and now you're in construction, and I don't think you're going anywhere.
I don't think so. I want to stay within the construction world, that's for sure.
Right, so it's really given you some purpose and meaning. Mm-hmm. And you're a happy girl.
I am.
Happy girl.
I'm happy. This is, being here and where it has led me to where I am now and the things that I'm involved with now, it feeds my soul.
Okay, so you were directed to talk to this camp. What when you walked in that day, you didn't know who or how many people were there. What'd you do?
Okay, so we had a meeting beforehand, and there was multiple other women there who were also going to be speakers, and I really didn't know, you know, much about this camp or who these people were or what they did or things like that. All I know is that I was asked to present a 45-minute presentation on electrical. And I was like, all right, I'll do it.
So your presentation talk was on the electrical aspect.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. Yeah. And I created a little hands-on project for them to actually wire it up and plug in a lamp.
Engage with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which
and they could see
good,
that it worked. Yeah. Yeah, they actually wired it up themselves. It went from an outlet to a switch, to an outlet, and so they then plugged in the lamp, and I plugged in a power cord to it, and they could turn the switch on and off to show that the lamp
basic
works.
Circuitry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they loved it. They ate it up.
Look, anytime you can engage any age group and let them fix or repair or see results, you're doing something.
Exactly.
And that's what Put Tools in Schools is primarily all about. Until we engage these students of all ages, engage them with mental engagement, you're not going to get them.
No. And then, you know, engaging them with it and teaching them this and then saying, hey, you can actually make a good bit of money doing this, it just kind of goes hand in hand. They're like, hey, I actually like this, and hey, I can make money. Let's go for it.
Right.
So
empowering. Okay, so how many girls you talk to there?
So last year, I think there was roughly 14
Okay.
Yeah, only 14 girls, and spoke to them and did it. And then I stayed and helped to, I volunteered because they do speakers in the morning and then actually building a project in the afternoon. So I stayed to help them build the project and absolutely fell in love with it.
It's hard not to, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was hard not to because to see how engaged they were and how much they wanted to learn and to be there and then how they got excited after we had built, because they built many libraries last
year.
How
old kids were they?
They ranged anywhere from 6th grade to 12th grade.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Super group.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority, younger or older?
Vast majority is probably between, I'd say, 12 to 15.
Best age in the world. Mm-hmm. That is the primo age right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
target.
Yeah, we planted those seeds.
That's target.
Yeah.
That's gardening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah. So, but that happened. I did that. And then they ended up, the PWB, because Professional Women in Building is the ones who host that camp. And so,
they're a division of, or a subcommittee of council. Call it a council,
yeah.
All these words.
Yeah.
Council of the Home Builder Association.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I stayed connected with them, with Gene, and so then towards the end of the year, they said, hey, we have a leadership meeting. Would you want to come out to it? And I was like, I would love to be involved in it. So that's how I started being a leadership in PWB is the camp and then keeping
but
up with them.
Here's another example for people out there in the getting into the construction industry, networking, the value of networking is
massive.
I've said many times, and here's
so important.
31, mm-hmm. 31, 31 year old young lady right here, or let's call her an old lady. No, no,
I feel 30, like it sometimes.
No, 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 you're so young, it's unreal. But 31 years old in construction industry right now that has seen a lot of examples
mm-hmm.
of career pathways.
A lot.
And it's varied in such a vast arena out there that once you get into it, you can go 40, 11, 7
mm-hmm.
different places.
Mm-hmm. And it's things that I didn't know existed.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know when I was in high school or even when I was in college, it was positions and things that I didn't know existed, didn't know it was opportunity.
Well, Morgan, I've talked to over probably 5,000 kids, and mm-hmm. I've asked them a lot of questions. And one of the questions I ask them is, how many of you know what an apprenticeship is? There might be 26 to 30 kids in this class. Two, three kids mm-hmm. raise their hand, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea.
Yeah.
They have no concept of, and I can't imagine that personally,
mm-hmm.
because I grew up with tools.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up where I was fixing stuff at 12, 11, 12, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was figuring stuff out, but only because I was exposed to it.
Yes.
See, we've taken, just like they put shoes on everybody and they've insulated you from
mm-hmm.
Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've insulated and isolated our kids from tools.
Yeah. I mean, this stigma growing up and even now, the stigma is you have to go to college. You have to go to college.
No, that's going.
That's not
that,
true. It's not true at all, and it's I try to push that a lot with kids when because I have spoke at high schools and stuff where I'm like, hey, if you don't want to go to college and waste all that money, you don't have to go.
Does Roby have a workforce development director possibly? Sounds like that you're moving into that position. Well, I mean, honestly, it does sound like you're headed kind of in that direction as well.
Yeah.
You're definitely an ambassador for it.
I try to be. I'm trying to
no,
push.
No, you're doing
yeah,
it.
No, I gotta get rid of that word. You know, I heard you say it earlier. I was actually listening to the radio on the way in here, and I heard you say it, and I was like, man, I gotta stick with that. That's a good.
No, you gotta just
thing.
Do it.
Yeah.
I don't do ifs. I don't do maybes.
Yeah.
You know, well, I don't try much. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go. Let's go do it.
That's right. Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, I don't. They don't really have. I mean, we do go to career fairs and things like that.
Oh, I know. Roby's a great, very. They're very giving company,
mm-hmm.
very community-oriented.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
I go back, way back, in the Haston family.
So I've heard.
Way back. So I knew the granddad.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm one of those oldies, too. But Roby's a great company, and they've expanded so much. And Trent, back in the day, I was one of the people who recruited him to be president of NARI.
Yeah.
Back when he was... in Nary, Yeah, smart mouth on him, but that was okay.
Yeah.
I had one on me too.
Sometimes it's required.
yeah, but I love him. He's a great guy and great company, and he's done. Mm-hmm. They've done great things. Patrick's done a great job.
Yeah, it's growing for sure, and they do try to give it back, and we really try to have the family environment there.
Well, it's really all about family because mm-hmm. we're all one. We as a society, we are all one, and we need to. We need to be that in community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are no colors, there are no ages, there are no variables. We're all together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to become. And that's why industry has to get involved with this initiative across the board. And the HBA is involved.
Yes.
Here's another example of how industry is stepping up, in fact. And it's good to hear the HBA doing so, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they haven't been, because they have been.
Yeah.
It's just that the community needs to, I mean, what you're doing, that's why I invite you on the show.
Yeah.
I want to get the word out there
to
all these possibilities mm-hmm. and career pathways that are available that even young adults don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she didn't know about it until somebody talked.
Yeah.
And I've heard that story two or three times mm-hmm. about other women.
Yeah.
And they scratch their head. Well, you know, I might like that.
You never know. Let's try.
You know. We'll talk more about it. We're going to take a break right now. I got Morgan Smith, Roby Services in the house, talking, well, construction, trades, fix it, do it. You got it. Come on back. Let's do it again. 704-227-8986. We'll talk.
She stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it.
All right, welcome back to About Your House. We're streaming live now, Fox Sports Charlotte. And you know, I got a call a little earlier about, are y'all on TuneIn app? I said, what? TuneIn app? There are apps. Right now, folks, you don't know from one day to the next what corporation's going to buy that corporation, and something will go away. Well, that's what's happened. But I think we're going to be on Fox Sports Charlotte for some time, so I'm not too concerned about it. We're streaming live, Fox Sports Charlotte, foxsportsradiocharlotte.com, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and the app, Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. Download the free app. We're streaming us live. And you can go back and listen to these shows. They're archived. And one more resource, soundcloud.com/AYHRay. These shows are on there from yesteryear. So there you go. All right, I've got Morgan Smith in here from Roby Services talking, well, really just talking about how she has her pathway into her position in the construction
mm-hmm.
field. I just met Morgan actually today when she came up here. Although, thank you, Karina Gray, for calling me Monday and making this happen. And I'm working on a calendar, and according to what we're doing with PutToolsInSchools.org, if you want to know what's going to be, who the guests are going to be on this show, well, in about a week, it will be tied to this show, PutToolsInSchools.org, the events tab will have a calendar there with all the guests line up on the show, so you'll know ahead who's going to be on the show. There you go. And we will use that as well. If you're in the trades and you've got something to say, something to offer, something to give, and you want to even be on the radio, be on this show, be on this podcast, reach out. My phone number's on the website. I mean, I'm easily gotten hold of, and I answer my phone typically. Most of the time I answer it. Not all the time, but most of the time. There's some nights, to be quite honest, I look at the phone and say, Let It Ring. And I cut it off and says, no, I'm not talking to anybody else tonight. I said tonight. But if it's during the day, typically I will answer my phone. So puttoolsinschools.org is loaded with information and, you know, everything we're going to need to make this happen. But right now we're talking to Miss Morgan Smith about what she's doing this summer, the girls construction camp.
Yeah.
By the professional women in construction.
Professional women in building.
In building, mm-hmm. excuse me. Mm-hmm. In building. You been to a NAWIC meeting yet?
I have not.
Do you plan to?
If the opportunity arises.
Oh, it will. Oh, you're a woman in construction, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Well, the NAWIC chapter here in Charlotte's a pretty, very active chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'll say about that. I'd like to get them more involved with Tools and Schools. Actually, every association associated with the trades needs to get involved in some way, shape, or form around Put Tools in Schools. Not because I've got something to do with it at all. It's because of the mission. We have to get our image worked on. We have to work on our image and change it to being what... Look, here's a great example right here in the studio today. Miss Morgan Smith, 31-year-old young lady, on her way in the construction industry, you know, and she got there the wrong way by going to college, getting a degree in criminology.
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice. And not even using it. She shelved it, but she's still paying for it. You know, we've got to get around this somehow. Not every child should go to college. College isn't the silver bullet to make you successful or to be an entrepreneur. And, you know, I criticized that word entrepreneur on the show here a few months ago. My apologies. I was wrong. It's a good word, entrepreneurship. It's a real good word. It's a good word because what it signifies is you're business-minded and you want to have a business and make money. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Pretty much it. So if you're an entrepreneur... You should be highly motivated and very creative.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you have to be.
Right.
Can't be lazy.
You gotta be disciplined, and you gotta go on. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, I hear that word a lot from the youth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
A lot of them, I don't think, understand what it takes.
They've been told that mm-hmm. word. They don't know because they don't know.
Mm-hmm. They just hear it, and they say, oh, there's money opportunities, but they don't know what goes into it.
Nice word, isn't it? Entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Sounds good, doesn't mm-hmm. it? Yeah, I like that word. Yuck. You know, it mm-hmm. takes discipline, it takes work. We got a phone caller. Oh, tell him to hold on a while. We ain't ready for him. Top of the hour. Tell him to call back about 10 o'clock, please. Excuse me. I'm in the middle of a conversation. Nah, just kidding. Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate you calling. He's going to talk about a June 16th at Best Tile, they're having a learning class, okay. A workshop. We're going to talk about that a little bit, just a little bit. So, but back to what you're doing with the summer camp and Put Tools in Schools. But you're doing that.
Yeah.
You're literally. Now, the age group, where are these kids coming from? Do you know?
Yeah, so the age group this year, we changed from 6th graders to 7th graders. So it's 7th graders through 12th grade.
Okay.
I think majority of the girls that we have signed up this year is in the high school range. We have 26 campers this year.
Wow, that's great.
Our goal was 30, because last year we only had, I think, like 14. So our goal this year.
Where'd they come from?
Just all around the Charlotte area.
That's awesome.
All over the Charlotte area.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Karina had mentioned that I could possibly come out and visit.
Yes, yeah. We wanted to make sure you knew that you're more than welcome.
I would love to come out there and maybe do a video or two, mm-hmm. do something.
That'd be awesome.
We want to help distribute, get the word out, mm-hmm. disseminate information mm-hmm. about opportunities where they exist.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a full class, so this class is dead this summer. All right, mm-hmm. what you going to do?
So it's a two-day camp. It is July 22nd and 23rd, Monday and Tuesday. In the morning from 9 to 12, we have speakers. Each morning there's four speakers. We have two 30-minute and two 45 presentations, a mm-hmm. Multitude of different opportunities to teach these girls. A lot of them are women speakers coming in to say, hey, I am a woman, and I am in this industry, and this is an opportunity that you can do as well. So we actually have one that I am super excited to come in. Her name is Allison Terry. She's from York Tech College.
She's a good lady. Got a good name.
Mm-hmm. She does. Yeah, but she's a licensed electrician, and she, you know, I talked to her some, and she has a great come up of how she got where she is, and a first lady in a lot of things. And she's going to come out and teach them, and I'm super excited for that. So.
We'll deal with that. Go get him. I'm sorry, folks. Here in radio, no, we didn't have a guest planned today. But regardless, anyway, we got to deal with it. Hey, another bump in the road.
Things happen.
That's what happens.
Things
I apologize
happen. No,
for interrupting
fine.
You.
Yeah, but yeah, it's so they're we have speakers in the morning, and then in the afternoon they actually build a project. So this year their project is a planter. It's about 2 feet long, about 6 inches wide. They're going to measure, they're going to cut it, they're going to do the whole nine. They have to do all of it. And they're going to build it on Monday, possibly paint it on Monday. And then Tuesday they're actually going to plant flowers. They're going to design it however they want. We have some competitions that we're going to do out. We have a nail drive competition, and they'll get, you know, gift cards whoever wins, things like that. So, but it's just a great opportunity to show these girls, these young women, that here is something that you can go do. Here is an opportunity. You don't have to go to college, or you don't have to do the typical, you know, be a nurse or things like that, that these women positions normally are.
You know, I have to say this. I've been to several career days in different formats, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to one, actually two, to where they groups of kids would rotate every 10 minutes and talk to you, you know. And talking to these kids of 6 to 10 groups, here's the sad part. You can tell they've been coached. They've been literally told where to go, what to do, and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that we're not giving the kids a real picture of opportunity in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fact, whether you believe it or not. But when you talk, have you seen it? Have you seen it with kids?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that they have been told, here's the path you need to take.
They've been programmed.
Yeah, this is the path that you have to take. When it's not true, there's multiple paths that they can take, and that's the whole purpose of this camp, is to give them these opportunities to say, hey, you have multiple paths that you can take rather than going to college.
Right.
So
is that Gary?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Tell Gary to come in. I didn't know that he was here. I apologize. But you're right, there are a multitude of paths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And pathways.
Yeah. Well, and this, and as well as what I want to get out of this camp for these women is to give them the confidence. Because that's the other thing is, you know, a lot of young women, they may want to go in the trades, or they may want to go do that, but they're scared because it's a male-dominated trade, and they're a little nervous. So we want to give them the confidence to say, hey, you can do it.
Well, let me ask you. I'm not going to ask you yet. I'm going to ask you next hour. You're a female.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're a construction manager.
Yeah.
You know, managing men.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's talk about that a little bit, because mm-hmm. I've had this conversation with a multitude of women
mm-hmm.
and it, right here in the studio about how things are a-changing. And they're changing tremendously, you know, in reference to women in the construction field.
Yeah.
And there it keeps changing. It keeps blowing up.
Well, and it needs to change.
Absolutely. No question about it.
It's not the same world that it was 20 years ago.
No, Lord, no. That with technology being what it is,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of other things. Let's talk about it. You're listening to About Your House right here. We're going to take a top of the hour break. I think Gary Crump's in the house, Men of Destiny. We'll bring him into focus a little bit. And there's another example of a nonprofit benefiting another nonprofit and working together in the community. And we need to do that because I don't know if you know this about Charlotte, but it's a mecca for nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be a vast array of different nonprofits. Anyway, we'll talk more about your house coming your way. Hour number 3. Morgan Smith, Roby Services, in the house. We'll be right back.
On
Hey, 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 wake on up, everybody. It is hour three of About Your House. I hope you guys are having great listening to the show. We got Morgan Smith of Roby Services still joining us for hour three, talking a lot of stuff about her journey into the trades. And we've also got Jeremy Barker calling in as well. He should be calling in any minute, talking about an upcoming event. We also got Gary Crump of Men of Destiny joining us right now, and he's going to be talking about some stuff as well. And of course, we're going to be talking Put Tools in Schools. And as always, About Your House is brought to you by Put Tools in Schools. Go check out the new website, puttoolsinschools.org. Go check it out. It has been live for about a week and a half now. And go check it out. See what you can learn. If you want to help connect students to tools of the trades and raising awareness of the many career pathways. Again, that's puttoolsinschools.org. And also, brought to you by Carolina Foundation Solution, a licensed general contractor in North and South Carolina. From the hills to the coast, if you have a problem, they have a solution. Now, here's your host, Ray Terry.
The fewer friends I have, but you don't need a lot when the ones that you've got have always got your back. And the older I get, better I am, and knowing when to give and when to just not give a damn. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get, souvenirs and little signs of the life I've lived. The older I get, the longer I pray. I don't know why, I guess that I've got more to say. And the older I get, more thankful I feel for the life I've had and all the life I'm living still.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three, Morgan Smith, Roby Services in the house, as well as Gary Crump came to do a little visit. Good morning, Mr. Crump.
Good morning, everyone.
And I think he's going to give us an update on what he's got going on this summer, if, in fact, he's got a group of kids, too, because we, you know, summertime is a time that we need to focus on our youth because they don't know what they're doing. A lot of them's out there on their own. Well, they just have no guidance, have no mentoring, have no role models to look up to. And we need to collectively work on that aspect of our community. I mean, that's my thoughts anyway. And we can make that better next summer if we work on it together this summer. You know, if I've learned anything this past year, I've learned that it takes time. You know, it takes more time and more effort to get things done in this era than I've ever experienced. Sometimes the simplest thing like I told you earlier, I thought the website was done. The PayPal isn't administrated. Well, that's because my CFO hadn't stepped up to the plate. Now, look, I'm not fussing. Well, I kind of am. But, we have to take what we can get when we can get it, you know, sometimes. But anyway, things are moving forward. It's a great thing, but it takes time. I had one of my board members tell me, said, Ray, I know you want it to happen overnight, but it ain't going to happen. We're looking at a 5-year project here. 5 years it's going to take to be everything you want it to be. But that's hard for me to. I mean, I've already been in it 6. But we're here. We're here at 6. Where are we going to be in 5? Mm-hmm. Where are we collectively? We. Not just me, not put to, but we, as a culture, as a community. Are we going to be better? We ought to be. Our youth is our future, and we need to take care of them. We need to give them the opportunities, the guidance, the mentoring. Now, how can you help? If you're a man out there, you're connected to a man who's not full of himself, if you get my drift, and his ego's not as big as Texas. And he wants to step up, and he's been in the trades. He's got something to give. We need you. The kids need you. Because the number one underlying issue around the education arena is where do we get instructors? Instructors have gone away. They're dying. They're going away. I'll be dead in another 5 to 10 myself. We're going away. Well, I mean, that's a reality. We live and we die. We live and we die. That's just the way it is. So, you know, where are the instructors coming? Well, and I don't want you necessarily to play with me. You can play with Parkwood High School. You can play with West Lincoln High School. You can play with any high school that needs a program administrator or manager or teacher or instructor or whatever you want to call them. Big problem. Big problem. The education requirements for teachers are changing in light of this. In light of it. We got a caller?
It's
Jeremy. Okay, I apologize. You have to ring my bell sometimes.
Well, that's all I did.
Thank you. Appreciate you. I got to talk to Jeremy Barker. Yeah, I told him to call in. He did what he's supposed to do, so let me do what I'm supposed to do and talk to him about an opportunity to learn about surface products. We've had a lot of that on the show lately. So pull up Jeremy. Let's talk to him. Well, I hope he's still there. All right, here we go. We're going to talk to Jeremy. There's a lot of activity. All right. Jeremy.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Well, we're doing fine now that we got the right button pushed.
Welcome.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, brother. I really do. But I wanted Jeremy here is the ambassador for the tile industry. I call him the great ambassador to the tile surface industry. And now we have to change it from tile to surface because there's so many products out there in the surface industry that – well, the tile technicians and the grinders of the world are playing in today. So, Jeremy, catch us up a little bit. You've been all over the country since we last talked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have caught traction and spreaded our brand across America with Illuminiche, and we feature a low-voltage lighting system that's designed for your bathroom and LED components and pre-sized niches, and we'll be going into Hawaii and Australia here and Canada here very soon. So, yeah, it's been great, Ray. But I wanted to come on today and tell everybody about Tuesday, July 16th, Best Tile, Charlotte Warehouse, from 10:30 to 1 o'clock. I myself will be there with Illuminiche Education and Marcus from Blanke Corporation. He will be there, and we'll be demonstrating our new products and advanced training and methods of installing these products. So if you're available, come on out from 10:30 to 1 o'clock. That's it's over off Revolution Park Drive in Charlotte. It's not too far from the Woodlawn South Tryon area.
No, it's very easy to get to, right off Clanton Road there.
Yes,
Clanton Road exit I-77, like I said, Revolution Park Drive, formerly Beringer Drive, the street I was raised on as a kid.
Yes, sir.
But why they changed the names, beyond me. But anyway, so And what all are they going to be doing? You going to be setting some big sheets or what? Because I noticed they had a post yesterday or day before with that new glass line. What's it called?
Yeah, we just attended a Sea Cheese glass training here in Charlotte. The past 2 days I've been involved in that training. And it's an Italian glass that's manufactured in Italy. And it is distributed out of the Bronx, New York. And it's becoming very, very popular. They've been making paper-faced glass mosaics, the decorative side of mosaic tile, for, I mean, since the 1980s. And in the past year or so, this new glass panel has really taken off with the NTCA, the National Tile Contractors Association, has been doing these trainings across America. And we finally got one here in Charlotte, and I personally was able to attend it and get certified in the art glass panel. My wife and I, we both attended, and yeah, it was great to see the possibilities of it. But it's check them out, seacheeseglass.com, and they can make anything that you want, but they have some beautiful stuff, and glass is waterproof, so it makes a perfect component for a shower.
It's awesome stuff. And if and he's speaking about a training workshop this coming Tuesday, July 16th, at the Best Tile Warehouse off Revolution Park Drive. If you can't find it, you go to the Best Tile Showroom. They'll direct you to where you're going if you mess up. But not a problem. It's free, right? It's free?
Yes, sir. Yes, it's free. We're going to be showing the possibilities of Blanke's products with their underlayments and curing deflection and subfloors, and also a soundproofing insulation that they have to go in multi-level homes in the new construction that keeps it quiet from kids running across the floor upstairs and so on. And Marcus will be demonstrating all that, and I will be demonstrating the ease of installation of Illuminese products. You know, how easy it is to install lights in your bathroom, what the possibilities of a low-voltage lighting can provide for you. Lighting is therapeutical, and we're just trying to reach everyone and show them how easy and simple it is to incorporate these lights into your design. So,
yep.
Yeah, I will be on site doing that, and we'll be around there cooking lunch, hamburgers and hot dogs. So if you're free, come on by and see us.
You got it, brother. Well, I thank you for calling and informing us about
the
possibilities. And I look forward to the future and keeping us posted with events in this Charlotte area. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome. We like to keep About Your House in the loop, and we appreciate all that you do and for Put Tools in Schools and About Your House on this radio. We really appreciate you, Ray. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. Go make it a great weekend, brother.
All righty. You have a wonderful day, and everybody have a nice weekend.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Just Jeremy Barker. You know, one of the things, you know, that is missing, and I've talked about Put Tools in Schools, like tile. How many kids know about the tile industry?
I doubt a lot.
Every bathroom you go into, every kitchen, most kitchens you go, I won't say every kitchen because kitchens vary so now, but you go in, you see tile, you know, and the way the tile industry product lines have exploded, literally exploded with 123-inch, which is over 10 feet,
mm-hmm.
by 53-inch, I think, 126-inch by 53 wide, I believe. They're big.
Mm-hmm.
They're big. And they come about an eighth inch thick, as thin as an eighth. Yeah. And this is porcelain tile. Unbelievable products. Now, how do you do it? How do you install it? How do you handle it? That's what these workshops are all about. So if you're a designer, a decorator, a remodeler, a home builder, and you want to know about these products, this is why I bring them, or I'm doing my darndest to get them to the forefront with these educational workshops they're having in this area. Cosentino, they are a big surface product. Well, they're global I think, over 50 locations in the States. And one of their premier showrooms is right here in the Charlotte area, out in Westinghouse, off Granite Street. So, you know, there you go. That, I mean, I just feel like we on this show need to bring stuff to the forefront, just like the, your construction camp.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that construction camp next summer go for a week.
Well, so that was conversation. Yeah, I we have a lot of goals. We have a lot of ideas that we want to do with this camp and where we want to take it.
Well, we can talk more about it and about where you want to take it. And I want to know after the break, because we got a break coming up here in about a minute or so. And after the break, I want to know where you, who's supporting you.
Yeah.
If we can do a blurb for all the sponsors.
Oh, I would love
to. Because, you know, we talk about money, we talk about sponsorships. All these programs cost, all of them. I mean, regardless, if you've got two, you got a group of 26 students, you got to feed them for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You've literally got to engage, totally engage and feed and take care of 26 people for 2 days.
You got to get the materials for the projects, the tools. And yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. There's a budget.
Yep, there's a budget because everything takes money.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the outcomes. Look at what the goal is. Phenomenal goal. And, man, and I'm going to ask you a question when we get back about, well, I'll ask you now, have you seen lights go off?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it fun?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's amazing. I mean, just some, we only had 14 girls last year. And then this is our third year, and we have 26. So I have lights going off everywhere. I know where this could go. I know what we could do with it, and I know the opportunities that we could have, and I am excited
for it. And change lives.
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It is.
They get off that codependent merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to be self-sufficient. Empowerment. It's amazing. Well, let's talk more about it. We'll come back. Gary Crump's in the house, Men of Destiny. Find out what he's up to for the summer. As well, more from Morgan Smith, Roby Services, Girls Construction Camp.
Yes.
By the PBW.
PWB.
PWB. What's that stand for?
Professional Women in Building.
Professional. All these acronyms. There's many. Oh, there's many. We'll be back and talk about more acronyms after the break.
Just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh.
All right, welcome back. You know, I talk a lot about networking on the program here around the trades, around the industry. Well, you don't want to miss a July dinner meeting with NARI, the National Association of Remodeling Industry. It's going to be at Kaufman & Company. It's going to be, now why didn't they put the date there? It's the last Thursday of the month, and it will be, like I said, well, I'll give you more update on that. Now my mouse ain't working. There we go. My computer went on the blitz last night. All right, time is July 25th, which is a Thursday, July 25th, 5:30 to 8 at Kaufman & Company, 1420 South Mint Street. That's the NARI meeting, this month's dinner meeting. You want to be a guest, go online, NARICharlotte.com, and register and tell them you heard it on the radio and see what happens. I don't know. But they'll let you in because they want more members. They want more professionalism. They want people smarter than they are. How's that? You know, talking to Morgan Smith from Roby Services, a 31-year-old female in the industry, loves it, just eat up with it now. But let's go back because we talked about this earlier. You entered a predominantly male industry.
Yes.
How's that been?
Learning curve. Thankfully, though, speaking from Roby, I was welcomed. A lot of the guys there welcomed me, and you know, having conversation with them now, because it's been some years later, they were hesitant on a female coming in and having to teach a female, and they were a little nervous on, you know, what kind of conversations they could have, how they could joke, things like that, the culture. And then I come in and, you know, may have said a few jokes a little worse than theirs, and they kind of welcomed me in. You know, you kind of have to step up to them about that. But it's been a learning curve for sure. Working with other men has been... At Roby, it's been fine. It's been good. They respect me. I respect them. But I can't speak the same for other companies that other women have experienced. Or even really homeowners, because I have walked into a few houses and they see that I'm a female and they don't want me there. They don't trust what I could do. They don't trust the
really?
Knowledge that I have. Yeah.
You've run up against that.
Yeah, I have. I have. I had one client, it was an older couple.
That's fine.
They're probably in their, I'd say, later 80s.
Right.
And they had an issue, and, you know, I tried to explain what the issue was and whatnot. And the woman just kept talking on about, or the wife kept talking on, like, how she was so surprised that, you know, I'm a woman electrician, things like that. And she was like, you know, because women just aren't as smart as men. And I was...
Oh, Lord, have
now,
mercy.
She said that.
She's old school. I
she
know,
said
I
that.
Get it.
And I tried to be as professional as possible.
The older generation, when I say older, were raised of the concept that they weren't equal to men.
Yes.
Remember the history. They weren't allowed to vote mm-hmm. until, what, up past the 50s.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember the exact date, but,
mm-hmm.
you know... But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was professional as I could be and was like, I kind of just looked at her and I said, well, if that's what you think, then that's what you think. But it's not true. And her husband, same thing. He was hot. He was mad that I was in there. He kept arguing with everything that I was doing, trying to say, well, he was, you know, some engineer.
Yeah, I've heard that one a lot. Well, yeah. I'm an engineer. Why ain't you doing it?
Yeah.
Here's my tools. You yeah. can fix them.
Yeah, so it got to a point where I was just like, you know, this isn't going to work, so you can have, you know, my manager come in. And they did. They called and was like, we don't want her here, you know, yeah, kind of thing. So I've experienced it. And in other houses, it hasn't been so blatant, but I've felt it and I've seen it where I try to tell them, you know, or enlighten them on what the situation is, and they just don't want to hear it. They completely... kind of ignore me and just try to hurry up and get me out of the house.
Folks, I had a guy on this show last Saturday, Todd Chedister with Dwell Inc. Todd's creating a business with stupid all around. Now, I say that because we're all dealing with this. You know, I admire him for taking it on because in today's world, what's the... Let me figure out. You're in construction management.
Mm-hmm.
You deal with people every day that say they're going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working today?
Some people do it, some people don't. And a lot of people don't stick
it's
to the word.
It's almost about 50-50, I would guess.
Yeah.
Where you get people to commit and they don't do what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true. No, there's, you know, processes that need to happen, and you've taught them the process over and over, and they just blatantly ignore it. and go about their own way. And it's like, yeah, it's
and that's
that
more
works.
Of a man problem. Am I right or wrong?
It can be, yeah, yeah. I mean, I won't. There is some women who are probably like that too, but majority.
The majority of it. Let's call it the way it is. Look, I've been dealing with this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And men have a tendency to tell you what they think you want to hear.
It's called mansplaining.
Thank you. Mansplaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're full of it, aren't they?
They are. A lot of them are full of it. But me, I try to tell them that they're full of it. You know?
Well, you about have to call them.
Yeah.
What gets me is you sit there in a room full of men and say, you all tell me what you think we want to hear. And you're all full of it. And they'll sit there and bobble their head. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But working in an industry, male-dominated industry, it's been a learning curve. And I am grateful for the experiences that I have had at Roby and you know, being respected. But big picture, with other companies, like we were talking on the break, for women coming into this industry, they don't have a lot of the benefits that they need to be given because, you know, still in today's age, even though it needs to be 50-50 as a parent for mom and dad to be both taking care of the kids, it's still a lot of times the mom's responsibility. And if she's coming into a trades world where, you know, they're working 12-hour days, it's just not going to work. And so
there has to be some give and take.
There has to be some give and take. And same thing for, you know, insurance purposes. Women, obviously, they give birth, so they have to have maternity leave. And a lot of these construction companies don't have maternity leave. They have to take short-term disability.
And I appreciate that coming to the forefront because as we enter this new era, you know, when I grew up as a kid, of course, here's one of the old stories you hear from old baby boomers. Moms didn't have to work. A man could be an electrician and make mm-hmm. a good living and even take vacations and have a little money to put in the bank. You know, one household income. That's all that was required. Make a good living.
You could do it back then.
Can't do it now.
I can't do it now.
It is virtually impossible. And that's all by design. Every bit of that's by design, meaning we're forced into it. They created this money pit we live in. They did that.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. Now, we got a problem. We got stupid raining. Now, I say that a lot, and it bothers people when I say that, but it's the reality we're living in. I deal with it day in and day out and hear stories all the time. Now, how are we going to fix it? How are we going to fix it? Well, women got answers, because I'm going to tell you something. You give me a choice, like it or not. And if women are coming on the forefront, if I get a choice of I'm going to build me a house or remodel a house or do anything, I got 10 women, I got 10 men. I'll stick with the women.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get it done right, more right, on time, and they'll do what they say. At least it's been my experience.
Yeah.
Not always the case with the gentlemen's.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a problem. That's a problem.
It is a problem. It's a massive problem. And there's a lot more men now who are more accepting and willing to learn in different things. And there is some women who, you know, it doesn't work out and they are aligned with the men. But most of the time, women are more detail-oriented and, you know.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. And like I was telling him earlier, the fortunate but unfortunate thing is that when women come into the industry, they have to work two times harder than men because they're questioned twice as much as the men are questioned. So they have to prove themselves. They have to say, hey, I can do this. You know, you have to believe in me, and here's what I can do.
Your communication skills have to be keen, too,
mm-hmm.
as you mentioned earlier.
Have to be. Yeah. Yeah. You have to know how to talk because a lot of times, you know, in these types of construction industries, men just kind of yell at each other all day long, and they get angry. And
they argue.
They argue.
And they get nothing done when they're arguing.
Yeah.
All what's going on right now is he wants to be right.
You're laughing, but you know it's true.
Oh, it's facts. It's facts.
Yeah. No, it's and to me, it's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, men will sit around and laugh about it. Old Rishon's over here laughing now. You know, men are funny creatures, aren't they? They really are. Like a bunch of damn
lighten up,
but that's reality. It's
God,
reality
you say lighten up. I'm not lightening up. No, I am light this morning. Let me get cranking. No, it because it's a serious issue that we have in this industry we work in need to address.
Mm-hmm. Well, and because there's not enough workers, and a lot of it is because a lot of these younger workers see the work environments and that they are hostile, or they, you know, it's not benefit to them for have a family or this, that, and the other. Like, they see that, you know, they don't want to work 14 hours a day. They want to be able to come home to their kids before they go to bed and go to school.
Well, and I'll say this about the industry. We shouldn't be working 14 hours a day. Nobody should work 14 hours a day. I don't care what you're in. I don't care. Now, if you're working 4-14s to make 40 or whatever, and that's what everybody's agreed to, okay, fine. You get Friday off.
But 5 days
or Monday
a week,
off, or five, yeah. You know, but 5 days a week, 14 hours a day, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just me talking. It ain't none of my business if you're willing to go out and work 14 hours. No. Nobody. Matter of fact, I had a rule in my company, you ain't going to work more than 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I want you in when they leave, and I want them, when they get back home, you're gone. Mm-hmm. And they walk into a clean house, as clean as you can make it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and people are happier when they get to spend time with their family, or they get to, you know, do these hobbies.
It's a requirement.
Then they're happier.
Like going barefooted.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll work harder because they're happier. It's a whole cycle that works around.
When will we get all this stuff? When's it going to happen? Man, and you know what they say? Well, we got to make money. Well, figure it out. But you can't make money robbing from Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what you're doing.
That's true.
I did it. I was one of those idiots for years. But there's no need in it, especially when it's so valuable and such a prized career pathway.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't require you working 14 a day. And most of it, well, I got to work. I got to make money. And if you're working for the money, that's the wrong reason. And then people say, well, you got to. I didn't say you couldn't make money. A lot of people accuse me of not liking money. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that's not the top drawer.
Mm-hmm.
To me, top drawer is being happy at the end of the day, and then they say, how much do I owe you? And I walk away with some money.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We did what we set out to do. We got paid. Let's go home and have some beverages or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
and enjoy life. And that's what we all should be doing.
Yeah.
Barefooted.
Agreed.
Barefooted. I know people think I'm crazy, but hey, so be it. I don't care. Well, I am a little crazy, actually. A lot crazy. But I appreciate you coming in today,
yeah, of course,
too, and talking about. And I think you're involved with this camp thing, and you're going to go forward with it.
I want to. We have a lot of goals. We have a lot of goals.
Who sponsored the program this year?
All right. We have multiple sponsors this year, and I am so grateful for all of them. We have a primary sponsor, which is Eastwood Homes. They're our primary sponsor. And then we have a couple of gold, which is TriPoint Homes, Cornerstone, Prestige, and Brookline Homes. And then we have a silver sponsor, which is ITC Millwork. And then we have a lunch sponsor, which is Jexpro. And then we're also getting materials donated by Carter Lumber.
Cool.
Is donating. Sherman Williams is donating. Lowe's is donating. And I got to give a shout out to my mom. She's bought actually a lot of material for us. So
that's great.
I thought Lowe's was donating a little bit more. And then I talked to her and she's like, no, I bought it, but it's fine. So Nancy Smith, my mom, thank you so much for all that you've done for this camp. And I appreciate it.
That's great. I'm going to tell you that you mentioned painting. There's a trade. Painters are scarce,
mm-hmm.
unless they're Latino or an immigrant. And that's fine. I'm not criticizing that at all, because at least they work. But painting, if we could show kids how to paint, I think you would be vastly rewarded with a labor force that'd kick butt.
Well, it's like you were talking earlier with tiles as well. It's just they don't see these opportunities. When they hear of a trade, they think plumbing, electrical, mechanical. Or framing. That's all they think of. They don't know of anything else. They don't know that there's painting or there's tile work or there's glass or there's roofing or there's windows or
lack of exposure.
Yes, yeah. It's a lack of exposure and being told in these schools that this is it. There's nothing else. That's all it is, just a lack.
Yep. They're coached into going to the cash cow of our culture, What's that?
College.
College. No, I'm not against college. Well, never mind. I am, too. So, just a little bit. Not as it says today, I am.
It has its benefits for certain positions, like, you know, I mean, obviously doctors and things like that need to have it. But when it comes to other positions such as construction or even some management roles, it's all about experience. It's all about experience. If you don't have it, then you can have a 4-year degree, but it ain't going to do you no good.
You never learn anything till you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Until you do it, you don't know it. And that's what I have, one of the things I have about college. You know, and talk about electrical, a lady sat right where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
She was a foreman, union electrician.
Mm-hmm.
She was carded the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
She went to medical school
mm-hmm.
because she was an honor student in high school. She was an honor student. Everybody convinced her she'd make a great doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she listened. So she went to med school. Flunked. Mm-hmm. Flunked out. So ashamed. She tried to kill herself.
Mm-hmm.
All because of her peers and the expectations to her. She was doing what you did basically one day sitting around talking to a friend of hers.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to come be an electrician.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? I love it. She said, I've been doing it now a year and I'm making good money, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, check it out. She did. And she did. And she not looking back. However, the moral to the story is her father still to this day, when you're going back to college to get mm-hmm. your engineering degree in electrical, will not leave her alone. And I could tell four more stories real quick, same thing, with other parents. Mm-hmm. Talking, you can go back and get your degree. For what? For what? I'm happy.
If you don't plan on going anywhere with it, then what's the point of having
right.
it?
Yeah. So anyway, I'd get on my box so much about this. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not really sorry anymore. I'm just, we've just got to change it.
Yeah. I got one more shout out for the
please
camp.
Do.
Yeah. I completely forgot where the camp is actually being held.
Yeah.
Is the Rock facility.
Oh, the Rock. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We know it well.
Yeah. The one on Jeremiah Boulevard over there.
Northside Baptist Church.
Yes. 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 So
the new building.
Yeah, it's new. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And it's perfect for this camp.
Awesome. That's good stuff.
So, and Jane and Norman have both been a tremendous help with setting this up. Norman actually wrote out the plans for us for the plants and gave us a material list. They have been phenomenal with working with us for this. And
great.
I'm super grateful
great
for them.
Great program. I'm glad it's going down. I think it's great. What's the dates of it?
July 22nd and 23rd.
22nd and 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
I got to put it on my calendar. What are the times, do you know?
It's from 9 to 4.
9 to 4. What time are we eating? No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. That's great. That's awesome. And how many other instructors do you have?
So we have 8 speakers in total. We're trying to have at least 20 volunteers in the afternoon to help them build, because it is more hands-on power tools, things like that. And then 20 for Tuesday for the planting, but we're okay if it's not as much.
And I'll bet they come from Eastwood and all your
I think we have
home builders.
I want to say we have like 4 or 5 from Eastwood, and we have about 6 to 7 from Roby. And then we have a few other that are
This is
up.
A prime example of a trades career day that's no different. None.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Mm-hmm.
Industry has to show up in order for this to be
exactly.
pulled off.
Exactly.
If industry doesn't show up,
mm-hmm.
you can't do it all.
Exactly.
I know you really want to.
I haven't been able
no
to,
way,
though.
There ain't no way you
it
can pull it
off.
It
takes a village.
It takes a village.
It does.
And if industry, and it's great to hear what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to hear the home builders are stepping up. That's great stuff. And we need to do it more so.
Yeah.
The next school year is coming, 25-26 school year. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Exactly. That's a question that we've actually talked about, is we have this camp. It's a 2-day camp. But what's next? We show them, hey, here's 2 days that you get to do this. We're introducing you to these trades. What happens after?
Yeah, where do they go?
That's something we're discussing right now. We're trying to figure out what we can
do. And we all should be
mm-hmm.
discussing
yeah.
that, because if we're not providing jobs, in other words, all these nonprofits out here, a lot of them are talking the talk.
Yeah.
but they ain't walking the walk because nobody's getting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The end product, are they working?
Mm-hmm.
And now that they're working, are they happy?
Yeah.
See, I go after the happy myself because the happy workers are going to go places faster because mm-hmm. they love what, like
it's
you.
True.
You're a happy girl.
Exactly.
You ain't yeah. going. You ain't. You gonna stay right
I'm
there.
I'm gonna stay in the construction world. That's
you're gonna
right.
stay there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You're gonna do your thing.
Yeah.
That's great. And we need to provide it for all kids on all mm-hmm. levels the opportunities. They don't have to bite. It ain't for everybody, but it's for a lot more than we're showing them. I'm gonna tell you that.
Exactly, because we have a lack of workers in the construction world. We need workers.
We have kids that are killing themselves at an unprecedented rate. Never before this high. Why? Because they're not happy. They're stuck. Let's unstuck them and give them some alternatives.
Some true guidance.
Yeah. Mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do this together. We've got to do it together. It takes
a village.
You got it. All right, we're going to take our final break and say, hear a little bit about from Mr. Crump, see what he's got going on this summer. Miss Morgan Smith's been a great guest today. I really appreciate you sharing all of it
of
with us.
Of course.
And we'll be back with more. Come on back right here on About Your House. Somewhere deep inside the inner man. Welcome back. We're about done here on About Your House this Saturday. I'm going to kind of talk to Gary a minute here, Mr. Crump of Men of Destiny. You got any summer activities going down?
Levels of Leadership Life Camp, 5415 Equipment Drive, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It's at the new Hill Charlotte campus.
The new what?
Hill Charlotte campus.
So Hill Charlotte.
We're partnering with Hill Charlotte to provide their participants of their program with the Levels of Leadership Life Camp, where we do facilities maintenance. So they'll get a taste of electrical, plumbing, HVAC, and hopefully you'll be able to come over and finally get that door that we've been waiting on, not we as in you and I.
I understand.
So that's it. This is year number 7. We've had as least as 5 and as many as 30. Matter of fact, you remember the Great Garden Project at MLK Middle
mm-hmm,
School.
Sure do.
So we're still doing that.
Cool. I tell you, these kids need something to keep them going this summer. And this is a great one. You know how many students you got yet?
We have 12 currently.
12?
So, and it fluctuates because some people don't like the heat. Some people don't like structure. Many don't like accountability. So we don't force them to be there. Those that choose to be there, they want to be there, and they really get something out of it. Our youngest, we have middle schoolers and high schoolers.
That's awesome. That's the middle school is the perfect age, you know, along with, you know, collaboration, you know, in all these sectors. And I don't know how we're going to do it, but we need to come together somehow, we, industry. And what we're trying to do with Put Tools in Schools is have a platform that we can collaborate with different people, go out, put tools in schools, and do videos, do, you know, and post these events on the website, puttoolsinschools.org website, to give you the information and activity that's going on around Charlotte. And the fact that it does exist, we want to make it aware, raise the awareness of these programs to provide our community with the resources on how to get to those programs. Because the schools sure as heck aren't offering the program.
Yeah, they're not
and
showing
there,
them.
And therein lies another issue. This year coming up, you can go on right now if you're an educator and you're interested in reaching out to us to see how we could do a trades career day. And frankly, not only a trades career day, but other activities possibly. As we're getting with Center 360, I think it's called.
Yes.
They're going to have 20 kids at two locations. They want us to work with them. There again, we can do the legwork, but it's going to take industry, just like with your event. If you don't have industry showing up and supporting you, you got nothing. Mm-hmm. So no matter what we do, if industry doesn't come to the forefront, to the playing field, we got nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's a challenge that hopefully we can spread the word. And, you know, there's enough companies. There's more than enough companies to where people get involved. There's plenty for everybody, and you don't have to come to every event. And the issue with our trades career days of past, we've been in 29 schools so far over the past 4 years. 29 schools. Yet to be in one in South Charlotte. I have to throw that out there. Why is that?
They canceled on us.
Yeah, they canceled two events on us. Why is that? Because it's a cash cow for college. Okay, fine. But you're cheating those kids. You're hurting those kids. Because the opportunities are there. But if when, not if, but when we get into schools, industry's got to be there. And the problem is the past in 29 events is we have four companies that are at every one of them. That's not a problem. I'm grateful for that. But where's all the other ones?
Need more.
Those that are complaining about the labor shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the bean counters, CFOs of those companies, where's our return on our investment? It's not that simple. If it were that simple,
it wouldn't be a labor shortage.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem, would it?
You got to plant the seeds first.
If we don't change the image of this industry and all the benefits around it, and we got a few to work on as industry people, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Got to pay better, got to get women what they need, got to get our families the benefits they need. All this is part of the equation, but we've got to do it. We don't have a choice. I know you people out there are dealing with stupid every day. And I know you are because I'm hearing it. You're calling me and saying, well, I just had a guy out here. He didn't know what he was doing. I'm hearing that more and more and more.
Well, it's also lack of training. A lot of these industries as well expect these people to come in and do something right away. And it's like, well, if you're not training them properly, how are they supposed to learn? How do they know how to do this?
Well, that's a product of $15 an hour pay, and that's also the facade of training programs that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell. If you improve those two, the labor shortage will go away. But you have to think about it. American greed. Do we want that shortage to go away?
You don't pay the worker bees. Radio. I'm going to take radio. Radio. What is radio? It's people on the air. You listen to them. What do? They fire all the talent. Because they got to cut the budgets. Why don't you fire those managers that ain't doing nothing? And all those administrators that ain't doing nothing? And when I say not doing anything, not motivating people, not managing people, not driving the workforce where they need to go. It's called corporate management. It sucks. I'm sorry, I get a little upset over it. Because you're hurting people that love what they do, the worker bees. The worker bees of the planet, The ones that work, get up every day and go out with the tools.
Without
and the
us,
trucks. And
having nothing.
And having to work 14 hours a day. That's crazy. That's crazy. It's just absolutely absurd. But that's what you got to do. You ought to call yourself lucky to have a job. If I say that, I'd slap somebody. Sorry. I heard that when I was young.
Or at least we pay you. I've heard that.
Or at least we pay you. You better dang well. Anyway.
Yeah, they pay us no attention.
Yeah. You know, but don't tell me you're lucky to have a job.
That's not a company you want to work for.
No, that is not a company you want to work for.
That's the thing. A lot of people nowadays are looking at the culture. You know, back in the day, it's people just worked and worked. They didn't care about anything else. But a lot of people nowadays are looking at the culture of the company and if it aligns with what, you know, they agree and believe in.
Their values.
Their values.
And values have changed.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, then people are leaving. They're not sticking around dealing with it anymore.
If I can Uber Eats or make the same at a fast food restaurant or Walmart warehouse, as opposed to having to wait 2 weeks to get my check for those 80 hours or however many hours, what do you think I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What do you think? Like she mentioned, you know, individuals are getting the opportunity to go into the trades. Because of that lack of that training environment that they come from, that's why the work is too hard. Oh, I'm not going to do this. Oh, it's too hot out there. Because you have to train for the environment they're going into. Now, nobody can train a company's culture, but you can give individuals a basic foundation so that they could go in there, hit the ground running, and know that, hey, on a cold day, on a hot day, on a rainy day, this is what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
But if they've never been exposed to that, then that's what you get.
Or you're going to be in an attic that's 120 degrees
yeah.
for 4 hours.
Right.
Or a crawl space, and, you know, it might be some snakes running around.
Morgan, we're about out of time. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate this opportunity to show everyone, you know, PWB and this Girls Construction Camp. We're going to continue on every year. We'll do it again next year. Hopefully it'll be bigger and better, and we always need you know, volunteers, donations, and spread the word for girls to sign up for it.
And then you call Patrick, you know, just as soon as you can and ask him when you're going to be on their show.
I will. I'll do that.
Yeah, because you're experienced now. You can do it.
I've been on it. Yeah, they can have me now. I know how to talk on the radio.
You know how to talk anyway, girl. You're good. You're well on your way.
I appreciate it.
And I'm glad you came in. I really appreciate you giving us your time and your passion. And I'm glad you're a happy girl.
Thank you.
And wish you luck and happiness and great success. Of course, you're on your way.
Yeah.
Gary, thanks for dropping in today. I appreciate you. And, folks, let's go out and do what we do. And what is it we do? Oh, I will. I have to talk about next Saturday. It's a man's show. It's for all about men. Yep, we give them hell a lot on this show, so let's go ahead and continue.
They got to have at least one day.
I've got two F3 members and a pickleball instructor, a tennis pro. We're going to talk about pickleball a little bit.
Pickleball.
Okay. You ever played pickleball?
No, I haven't played pickleball.
Well, you're going to learn about it next Saturday a little bit, if all goes well. I got Dredd, one of the founders of F3, going to be on the show along with Bones, a chiropractor. We're going to talk about men, men's health, and things you need to wake up. Be real men. That's right.
Barefooting.
Real. And take off your shoes. It's healthy. All right. Go make it a great week. Find you somebody to love, hold on to, and walk barefooted. Ground yourself. It's healing. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to stay on that kick a little bit. I'm going to drive you crazy about barefooting. We're going to play that song, Barefooting. All right. Y'all go have a good week. We love you all. Thank you for coming in. Talk to you next Saturday.
Nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah.